This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
I'm Glenn Hayward, Executive Director of the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System. I want to invite you to the 25th Annual Redding Rancheria Discovery Health Fair, August 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information, craft vendors, kids' activities, and so much more. All ages are welcome to this free event, and it's open to the public. Brought to you by the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Another hour of the weekend edition of our program. And you can find lots more content at drhoffman.com. We've got some great podcasts there. We record podcasts several times during the week, including a weekly Q&A with Layla, where you can send a question via questions at drhoffman.net. And we'll take that up on our weekly Q&A with Layla. 877-726-8255 is our number where you can call anytime during the week and you can record a question. We're going to talk about, in a moment, about how medicine has changed. Trust in doctors has cratered during the COVID pandemic. And also, if you're a physician, do you want your kid to follow your footsteps in the practice of medicine? But first, let's take one of our phone calls. Let's hear it.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I've been diagnosed with a small hiatal hernia that gives me discomfort in the chest at night, along with heartburn. And I've been given 40 milligrams of Pepcid to take at night, and it still doesn't work 100%. I'd like to know any other suggestions. And is it possible with the high hernia to be able to get off the Pepcid and not be taking it all the time? I've been taking it almost a year now, and I'd like to eliminate it, but I still have a problem. Thank you.
Okay. So I don't think a lot of people realize that hiatal hernia is almost the rule rather than the exception in people over 60 or 65. It can easily be demonstrated via an endoscopy or via, previously used to use upper GI swallows with an X-ray, with like a barium swallow, to demonstrate that there was a little bit of a hernia of the sphincter between the stomach and the esophagus, which anatomically creates a little bit of a susceptibility to backflow. You know, just like an inguinal hernia can cause an outpocketing of your abdominal contents. Well, this is a different kind of hernia, except instead of pointing downward like an inguinal hernia, it's pointing upward. And it allows, it prevents the valve from closing competently. But merely a diagnosis of that does not mean that you are doomed to suffer GERD or reflux or heartburn for the rest of your life, and that you require an acid blocking medication. So, you know, I kind of deplore the fact that doctors tell patients, oh, you have a hiatal hernia, so you'll need to address that by taking an acid blocker for the rest of your life. Fortunately, you've been given a rather weak acid blocker. Maybe that's why it's not working that well. Often people are given proton pump inhibitors. Pepcid is part of the older generation of acid blockers that is a little weaker, but it still can compromise your absorption of nutrients, and it's not working. So what do you do? Well, you know, you really want to address it with diet. Or, you know, many people who suffer from hiatal hernia are overweight. There's some compression of their abdominal contents because of abdominal fat. And the less abdominal fat you have, the less pressure there will be on your stomach, which pushes things upwards. So I don't know what you look like, you know, from the phone call, but if you're lean, that's not the problem. But if you're overweight, losing weight can help. Diet that often helps that is a low-carb diet, because it's actually fermentation that causes bubble, toil, and trouble, and the gas bubbles ascend, and there's an acid splash in your esophagus, and you experience discomfort. So among the things that can help, DGL, which is a type of licorice that has the part removed that can cause high blood pressure or sodium retention. You can take DGL lozenges all day long, and they actually help to coat the esophagus and relieve things. There's another product that I like. It's called Endofin. When we mention products like this, we want to tell people that, you know, you're searching high and low for these things. Check out my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com, where you can get access to some really high-quality products like that for gastrointestinal health. And, you know, if all else fails, you know, get some guidance from a medical nutritionist, someone who, not necessarily an MD, because they're, you know, some very fine naturopathic, chiropractic, registered dietitian, or certified nutrition specialist, nutritionist who can advise you on, you know, how to pursue a dietary program that's going to alleviate your GERD. Most times we can alleviate that without recourse to acid-blocking medication. So, you know, it's a common question we get. I mean, so many Americans suffer from GERD or reflux. And, you know, it's really part, it's a lifestyle disease. It's really, you know, part of, parcel of our diets, the way we eat, the volume of food, and the type of food that we consume. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, so a couple of trends in medicine. When I announced to my mom that I was going to become a doctor, she got me a pin. She was kind of had a good sense of humor, and the pin said, "Trust me, I'm a doctor." And so I wore that pin. It was kind of like the family joke. Headline here: trust in doctors crashed during the COVID pandemic and remains low. This is quite fascinating, because prior to COVID, the survey looked at 400,000 respondents. The proportion of adults who agreed that they had a lot of trust in physicians declined from 72% in April 2020. What was happening in April 2020? We were looking to doctors to be our saviors from COVID. We were already aware that there was this terrible pandemic, and we were looking for doctors as our salvation. And I remember those days because heroic doctors were battling COVID in the hospitals in New York, and we were all staying home. And at 8 o'clock at night, we would get out and bang our pots and pans on our balconies or out our windows to acknowledge the heroic doctors. So there's a lot of belief that doctors could turn things around. But it declined from 71.5% in April 2020 to just 40% in 2024. So what happened? Well, there's been a lot of dissonance, because we told patients about masking. We told patients about that six-foot rule. We told patients that they should get the shot, that they wouldn't transmit COVID. We could stem the tide of the pandemic. We made sure that everybody stayed at home, kids stayed at home. And a lot of that stuff turned out not to be true. Plus, the origins of COVID, we said, oh, we poo-pooed that notion that it could have escaped from a viral lab in China. And it turns out that's quite a plausible explanation. So they say the decrease in trust during the pandemic could have long-lasting implications for public health in the U.S. According to an expert interviewed for this article, we were surprised by the magnitude of the shift. We as physicians and public health officials can talk until we're blue in the face about things like vaccination or other public health behaviors. But if people don't trust us, it doesn't matter. We're talking to ourselves. So, yeah. I mean, COVID, for a lot of people, was very disillusioning when it comes to trust in the medical establishment. All right. You remember that country western song, Mothers, Don't Let Your Boys Grow Up to Be Cowboys? Well, okay, we can paraphrase that. Mothers, don't let your boys and girls grow up to be doctors. That is especially the case when mother or dad is a physician. Headline here from Doximity, which is a medical website. Medicine has changed. 63% of physicians don't want their children to work in medicine, according to a new Doximity poll. So nearly two-thirds of physicians would not want their children to pursue a career in medicine. 24% say they would definitely not want their children to pursue medicine. Many doctors disillusioned with their careers. They're disillusioned because the income horizons have shrunk. There's a big difference from a generation ago. Doctors were often in private enterprise. Now many have been absorbed by hospital systems and by HMOs. And instead of being entrepreneurs, they are, in effect, employees. And they also find all the bureaucracy dissatisfying, all the requirements, the threat of malpractice very, very daunting, the work hours, and also just the amount of time and dedication it takes to become a doctor, all that. You know, I remember, you know, all the time that I spent studying and, you know, people would go out to play. It'd be like the middle of summer and it'd be like, we're going to the beach. It's like, okay, I'm studying. You know, it's like I can't go. And I knew that eventually the sacrifice would pay off and I would have a normal career and more leisure time. But there's a lot of sacrifice, a lot of economic sacrifice, very expensive. You accumulate enormous debts, although some medical schools are changing that with free tuition. And a lot of kids these days, they also recognize that they can have fulfilling careers with life-work balance that are more lucrative than medicine. So it takes a very, very idealistic kid to want to go into medicine these days. Medicine has changed. 63% of physicians don't want their children to work in medicine. And that is a sad tale for the medical profession and for the people who, like you, who will be the recipients of medical care going forward. You want your doctors to be happy. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, a happy doctor. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it could give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript
also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Our number, that number is available to 24-7, 365, so you can record a question, as did this individual that's here.
Hey, sir. I'd like to find out about peripheral neuropathy. I have 60 to 80% damage, work every day, but in a lot of pain, and the first two medications, which is Cymbalta and gabapentin, I have allergic reactions to. What can I take to alleviate some of the pain? Thank you.
Okay, so peripheral neuropathy, peripheral means like, you know, outside, you know, it's the opposite of central. So peripheral means outside, you know, the fingers and hands, or the feet and toes, and usually it's more the lower extremities. And neuropathy is like nerve problems. And the nerve problems can happen in a couple of ways. One is you can have reduced sensation. And that can be a problem in diabetes because, you know, you may walk in such a way that you injure your foot and develop a foot ulcer and not even be aware that you have an injury. And that can ultimately result in an amputation. Or alternatively, you can have a lot of pain. You can have like a burning foot syndrome or, you know, pain. And so it's important to distinguish the type of peripheral neuropathy you have. So if this were a patient, I'd be sitting down with them like, what's the deal here? I actually have a patient who has peripheral neuropathy due to an injury that he had when sliding down a slide. You know, one of those like amusement park slides, and he had a bump and it damaged his coccyx and it created inflammation of the nerves that led down to his feet, and now his feet are numb and painful. But more often it occurs due to diabetes. It can occur due to an autoimmune disease. Autoimmune peripheral neuropathy is fairly common. And so those are treated in different ways. The diabetic type responds pretty well to high-dose vitamin B1, thiamine, or you can also use alpha-lipoic acid. And also acetyl L-carnitine has been helpful for that. And some people can have peripheral neuropathy due to a B12 deficiency or due to the effects of drugs. You can even get peripheral neuropathy sometimes from statin drugs. So it kind of depends on the type of peripheral neuropathy you have. There are pain medications. Cymbalta is a, kind of a antidepressant medication that helps with pain. And things like Lyrica can be helpful for these things. But often patients don't like to take them because they have adverse side effects. You can also, for pain, there's a nice product by one of our sponsors, CV Sciences, at pluscbdoil.com. It's called Relief, and it has CBD in it, and it also has high levels of PEA, which is helpful sometimes for pain. And then for people with really severe refractory pain, they can actually go to some of these marijuana dispensaries that are appearing all over the country where marijuana is being legalized, and sometimes various combinations of cannabis products can be helpful for severe, unremitting pain and really reduce the need for, you know, more dangerous drugs, you know, opiate drugs that are addictive. So that can be an option as well. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. And coming up, we'll talk a little bit about the health problems of North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. He may soon be joining the GLP-1 drug brigade. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Can people really not afford McDonald's? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. McDonald's says they're missing revenue as they have to lower their prices even more. Why? The consumers are pulling back. If things are so good, why are credit card delinquencies hitting a 12-year high? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number if you want to record a question. We'll take some of those questions momentarily. But North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un may soon be joining the tens of millions of Americans who are clamoring for weight loss drugs. It's a funny thing because in countries like the United States, where affluence is the rule and an excess of food is part of our culture, it is fashionable to be slim. And affluent people have the means to buy healthy food and join gyms and have personal trainers and look svelte. It's the poorer people who are overweight. The reverse is true in impoverished countries like North Korea and in parts of Africa, where actually it is a sign of female attractiveness to be a little bit plump, showing that you have the means to consume more food, that you're not on a starvation regimen. North Korean leader seems to be taking this to an extreme. He's known for heavy drinking and smoking, and he comes from a family with a history of heart problems. And in a country where starvation is still prevalent, he, at 5'7", has weighed as much as 308 pounds. He appeared to have lost a large amount of weight in 2021, possibly from changing his diet, possibly from taking drugs, but state media footage, and he's kind of the rare sightings of him. So it's unclear, you know, is it file footage or is it contemporary news accounts? State media footage now shows that he's regained the weight. South Korea's main spy agency who tracks this, because they're very concerned, because it's an unstable country, and what happens if this guy conks out, who's going to take over? So their spy agency is keeping track of Kim's health. He's estimated to weigh 308 pounds again and is in a high-risk group for heart disease. It is likely that in addition to his collection of Hollywood movies, and he seems to like NBA basketball, that he's going to be importing some semaglutide medication, or perhaps a little bit of Mounjaro to address his weight problems, and perhaps reboot his efforts to stop drinking, smoking, and, of course, the high stress levels that he's subject to as he sits on a nuclear arsenal. 877-726-8255, our number. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. And that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, DearHoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support. They handle tougher digestive problems and larger, more complex meals with products like GI Guard AM, Enzymes HCL, Oregano Oil, and Peppermint Oil GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, and also help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements, and it's one of my real go-tos for products that are great quality but also quite economical. All right, so this is an opportunity for me to get on my soapbox and talk about some things that I deplore. And there's a couple of guys in the NFL, and you may know these guys, Travis Kelce and his brother Jason Kelce. Now, Travis Kelce is known. His claim to fame is especially, in addition to being on the Kansas City Chiefs, as being a tight end who scored a lot of touchdowns, and is, frankly, an awesome player. I mean, you give him credit. He's an awesome player. But his real claim to fame is that he's the main squeeze of Taylor Swift. Okay, so it's an all-American romance between a pop star and a football hero. I cannot imagine why it is that he's embarked on this endorsement campaign, because he's making money hand over feet. He made a ton of money in his NFL career, and now he's going for the endorsements. But his selectivity about endorsements is abysmal. Here is a picture of him holding up an assortment of General Mills cereals, including Reese's Puffs, Lucky Charms, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. He's depicted side by side with his brother. And the latest addition is Kelsey cereal. Travis and Jason Kelsey are collaborating with General Mills to launch a new breakfast cereal. Is it a healthy mix? No. The cereal Kelsey mix contains a combination of their breakfast favorites, which include Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, and Reese's Puffs, all in one box. They will be available in four limited edition Kelsey's Picks collective boxes with these three cereals as well as Honey Nut Cheerios. And so, you know, I do endorsement deals, but I can't tell you the number of endorsement deals that I've turned down because they're just incompatible with my values and they're disservice to the public. And, you know, they want to throw money at me to endorse this or that or the other product of dubious quality, but I can't do it. And so it's not about the money. It's about quality. And he is damaging his brand. You know, how credible will he be going forward when he endorses this or that or the other thing indiscriminately? I've seen a lot of pushback against his endorsement on Twitter, now known as X. A lot of people call him out saying, what in the heck are you thinking, Travis and Jason, endorsing these ultra unhealthy products for kids? Like, not all these kids are in NFL training camp. Yeah, I mean, maybe you can have a little bit of cereal when you're, you know, doing wind sprints 25 times each training session and pushing against tackling dummies. Okay? Yeah, burn off a lot of calories. Maybe you can have some cereal. But for the average kid, where obesity rates are soaring in America, this is a bad idea. This is a bad idea. Contributing to higher rates of obesity and diabetes in children. All right, this item. A petition is underway. Kick Big Soda out. Join the movement to kick Big Soda out of sport, because a lot of the Olympic sponsors are makers of sugary products. For example, Coca-Cola. So in this petition, it's at kickbigsodaout.org. Kickbigsodaout.org. Urge the International Olympics Committee to end Coca-Cola sponsorship deal and to only commit to partnerships that align with Olympic values. Read the full petition below, because sugar drinks are harming the health of people and our planet by contributing to rising obesity and type 2 diabetes, requiring an enormous amount of plastic to bottle products. That's not good for the environment. And, unfortunately, targeting marketing to children and teens. Coca-Cola, one of the largest soda companies in the world, is the longest-running partner of the IOC, the International Olympic Committee, sponsoring every Olympic tournament since 1928. The petition states that the IOC's association with Coca-Cola is undermining its noble vision to use sports to build a better world. And I agree in entirety. So check out kickbigsodaout.org. They say that by kicking Big Soda out of the Olympics, the International Olympic Committee will demonstrate its genuine commitment to improving the world through sport. But, you know, just like the Kelsey brothers, they, you know, they see the dollars and they're avid for the money and they can't turn it down. And that's, you know, that's the way it works in our modern world. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
No doubt you've heard a lot about AI lately. And when it comes to AI in your PC, we asked Sam Save from Intel to explain what AI is and does, and how it's making your new PC easier and safer to use.
AI in computers is a bit like having a smart helper built right into your PC.
It can do things like listen and respond to your voice commands, so you can ask it to remind you of appointments or find information online. It can also guess what you're about to type and fix your spelling mistakes. And it also recognizes your face to log you in quickly and securely without having to fuss with passwords. So the smart technology really is designed to make using your computer easier and safer.
Check out the power of AI with Intel Core Ultra Processors at Intel.com. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
Matt, why are you smiling?
I'm just like thinking about the whole call, everything I got from it, all the skills I know now, all the advice that I am taking in.
Well, one of the things we identified in you is that you got this ability to help influence the team in a positive manner. How many brothers and sisters do you have?
I have one brother and I'm the oldest.
And how do you go about dealing with your brother? What's your relationship like?
So he is in elementary. He definitely needs someone to guide him. I feel like I'm his mentor.
Larry, isn't that the role you play in your real estate development firm?
Yes, mentor. That's exactly what I do.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
I heard the call to serve, so I answered. I earned a title and discovered my purpose. I found belonging, an unbreakable bond with my fellow Marines. We fought to overcome adversity together in defense of our nation and its people. I've lived a full life, rich with meaning. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will always look after those around me. I will always uplift and support my country and my community. Because that is the promise I made. That is what it means to be a Marine. Semper Fidelis. Always faithful. Always Marine.
The Affordable Connectivity Program ended this past June, but a company is committed to keeping customers connected.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
Our country is experiencing a maternal mental health crisis. Mental health conditions are the most common complication of pregnancy and childbirth, affecting 1 in 5 mothers every year. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. If you or a new mom in your life is not bonding with the baby or showing other symptoms of postpartum depression, time matters. Talk to a healthcare provider about the different treatment options that are available today. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
So
subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. And let's take one of our recorded questions.
I'm calling in reference to I have a problem sleeping. Do you have any recommendations besides melatonin? Thank you.
Okay, so we can talk a little bit about the supplements that are helpful for sleeping, but I think that what I want people to do is kind of reframe the discussion, because in order to sleep optimally, you have to have a lifestyle that is conducive to sleep. And so it's not just a matter of, okay, I don't want to take those pharmaceutical pills. I want to go to the health food store and find a pill that sedates me in a way comparable to a powerful sleep medication. So we can get to some of those, but before we get to those, you know, let's talk about a comprehensive lifestyle approach to sleep, which involves something called sleep hygiene. And sleep hygiene means that you have regular sleep hours, that you exercise and get yourself physically tired, preferably earlier in the day, because sometimes late-night workouts stimulate people and prevent them from sleeping, that you sleep in a cool room, because that is conducive to sleep, that you don't have devices in your room. I just actually talked to one of my patients, and I said, how's your sleep going? Because I noticed that she'd had sleep problems before. She said, well, what you recommended was great, because I gave her the sleep hygiene guidelines, like no devices in your room, turn off your computers, make sure there's not a TV there that tempts you to watch TV late in the night, and that has stimulating imagery that, you know, keeps you awake. And so she said, it worked great. But now I'm having sleep problems again. I said, what happened? She says, I started watching TV in bed again. I said, well, okay, at least you know what to do, because it worked great when you didn't do that. So you really want a kind of a comprehensive approach to this. You also want to make sure that the lighting conditions are right. If you need blackout shades, great. If you need something to camouflage the noise, like white noise, you know, that's going to make a difference. You actually want to undertake a program of sleep hygiene. And there's some of these available online. One is called CBTI, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBTI for insomnia. And just Google CBTI, and there are programs online. Or you can work with a sleep center where they actually will tell you about this. I mean, they can do sleep studies on you to find out if you have a sleep disorder. Some people have, you know, sleep apnea that prevents them sleeping properly, or they have some sort of restless leg syndrome or something that interferes with sleep, and that can be addressed by a, you know, university-based program for sleep analysis. You don't actually have to go in anymore. They can give you devices where you can do a sleep study at home remotely, and then they send the data and analyze it. Okay, so that being said, what are some of the things that help with sleep? Well, melatonin helps with sleep sometimes, but it's, you know, it's one of those 30% type things. Also, CBD helps with sleep. And I take a sleep gummy that has some melatonin and some CBD in it every night. You know, not because I can't sleep or I suffer from insomnia, but it usually ensures a more efficient, deeper sleep for me that's more refreshing. And I usually wake up in the morning, you know, full of pep and not feeling like, you know, like I just got beat up. So also sometimes inositol can be helpful. Taking magnesium at bedtime can be helpful, particularly magnesium glycinate. Glycine is an amino acid which is somewhat sedating and can be helpful. So those are among the options for you for sleep. There's other things like passion flower, which can be helpful for some people. Kava is helpful for some people for sleep. So different strokes for different folks. And, you know, you're going to have to sort of find your way among the different options. But do address, you know, the concomitants of sleep, not just looking for a pill to solve an ill. Because it's not just a matter of substituting, you know, Halcyon with something from the health food store. All right, 877-726-8255. Jot that number down, because you can use that number to call and record a question. that we'll take up on our program next week. Finally, today, the advent of a couple of alternatives to colonoscopy. You know, a lot of people dutifully show up for their colonoscopies, but a lot of people are daunted by the prospect of getting an endoscope stuck up their rear end. And that deters them from getting proper screening for colon cancer. Fortunately, colon cancer is one of the cancers where we can effectively screen and find it early, and that can make all the difference, because if found early, it's just a matter of taking out surgically, and you don't need chemotherapy or immunotherapy. If found late, it's a very challenging cancer to deal with. So prevention is important for colon cancer. And we can discover cancers long before people experience pain or bleeding or change in the bowel habits that signals the presence of a big tumor. There's a new study that shows that at-home colon cancer screening tests actually do reduce the risk of colon cancer death as effectively as screening colonoscopy. Now, this does not supplant the need for screening colonoscopy, because people who are at high risk, they still should have colonoscopies. People who've had previous colonoscopies where it's been discovered they have adenomas, they need to be screened more quickly. But for people who, you know, maybe have had a couple of colonoscopies, they don't feel like having another colonoscopy because they were normal, everything's fine, they say come back in 10 years, you can still screen using the what are called the FIT tests. FIT tests are better than tests that measure the presence of blood. They actually can measure the presence of cancer cells in your stool. And so it's a little kit. Cologuard is the main brand, and I do recommend them for patients, especially if you've had a baseline colonoscopy and it's clear, but you want a follow-up. If you have, say, a relative with colon cancer and you're high risk, you still need an actual colonoscopy. But it's reassuring that these tests perform at least as well as colonoscopy in terms of preventing the risk of colorectal cancer death. But stay tuned, because the FDA has approved a new blood test for colon cancer screening. Now, there's some caveats around this. It's called the Shield test. Actually, Guardant is the name of the test for colorectal cancer. And Guardant Health is the company. It's a Shield test. It has been approved for screening for adults 45 and older. The problem is that it only detects cancer about 87% of the time. It doesn't do that well with precancerous lesions that can be sometimes seen on colonoscopy. So it got approved. It's going to be controversial because, well, gastroenterologists are going to push back on it because it's going to threaten to put them out of business. But we now have multiple options for colon cancer screening. So do something. At least, none of the above is not an option for people concerned about colon cancer risk. Well, thanks very much for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, sleep, temperature and pain control, and inflammatory and immune responses. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. But you may not know that CBD can deliver the same healthful results for your pets. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CBD Sciences, which is now proud to introduce premier CBD chews tailored for dogs. Plus CBD pet wellness treats are crafted with the utmost care and supported by extensive research validated by a landmark safety study backed by the National Animal Supplement Council. There are two varieties, Plus CBD pet hip and joint health chews and Plus CBD pet calming care chews. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Florida is making preparations for the fourth named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season.
Debbie expected to make landfall in the Big Bend area in the northern part of the state Monday with strong winds, life-threatening storm surge, and up to 20 inches of rain. Governor Ron DeSantis says a hurricane warning is already in effect.
There's going to be a lot of trees that are going to fall down. You're going to have debris. You are going to have power interruptions.
Richard Pasch, senior hurricane specialist at the National Hurricane Center, says there's concern because Debbie will be moving slowly.
One of the big concerns is going to be very heavy rains and flooding with more than 20 inches of rain expected over some parts of the southeastern U.S.
He says Georgia and the Carolinas also in Debbie's sights. I'm Julie Walker.
Also at townhall.com, the debate over a Trump-Harris debate continues. White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
There are new doubts about whether Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will face each other before the November election. The former president says he's pulling out of a scheduled September 10th debate that he had with Joe Biden. Vice President Harris had agreed to that ABC debate, but Trump now says he'll appear on Fox News a week earlier. The Harris campaign says Trump is running scared and trying to back out. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is already in a multi-front war with Iran and its proxies, while the U.S. and allies prepare to defend Israel from an expected counterstrike and prevent an even more destructive regional conflict. Tensions have soared following nearly 10 months of war in Gaza and the killing last week of a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon and Hamas' top political leader in Iran. Iran and its allies have blamed Israel and threatened retaliation. A White House advisor says we're doing everything possible to make the situation better and does not boil over. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-504-8790. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-504-8790. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-504-8790.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Another controversy concerning AI.
More than 300 video game performers and actors have picketed in front of the Warner Brothers studios, protesting against what they call an unwillingness from gaming companies to protect union voice actors and motion capture workers against the unregulated use of artificial intelligence. Union leaders have billed AI as a crisis for performers, saying their likenesses could be replicated by AI and then used without their consent and without fair compensation. Jason Walker reporting.
Nearly 100 people have been killed and hundreds more injured as renewed anti-government protests sweep across Bangladesh. The protesters are calling for the prime minister to resign. The Prime Minister responded by accusing them of sabotage and cutting off mobile internet in a bid to quell the unrest. Breaking news and analysis found online at townhall.com. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports on ongoing questions about the water quality of the Seine River for swimming at the Paris Olympics.
Bacteria levels in the river fluctuate constantly and daily water samples are tested so organisers can assess the risk and decide whether swims in the long-polluted Paris waterway should go forward. Most recently, organisers have cancelled multiple test swims, 2024 spokesperson Anne Descamps.
We took the decision to cancel the swim familiarisation for the mixed triathlon.
The water quality in the Seine is linked closely to the weather. Heavy rains cause wastewater and runoff to flow into the river, causing bacteria levels to rise, while the sun's ultraviolet rays can kill the bacteria, and Paris has seen several downpours during the Games so far. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find more on these stories, news, and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. Just as a quick reminder, the mission of Senior Care Live is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And so what an important subject matter. The subject of senior care literally affects tens and tens of millions of people right here in our country. So, and it's something I'm really proud to be bringing to you, those listening audience, every single week. So today I'm going to review the top 10 reasons you could be discharged from the assisted living level of care. All right, so you have to, this is the information and the education part of it. Because a lot of people think, oh, I'll just go to assisted living and I'm good to go. Well, you may be fine, but you may not. I want to talk about that. So because the assisted living level of care is not a standardized model, meaning there's a pretty wide lane in that continuum. Some can provide a little bit of help. Some can provide a tremendous amount of help approaching long-term care. And, oh, by the way, everything in between. That's the non-standardized part of it. Many, many assisted living residents will have to discharge to a higher level of care. And it's just a fact. It happens every single day. And there's just so much conflicting information in the marketplace. So I want to review some of these common issues that will result in you receiving a discharge letter from your assisted living community. That sounds exciting, right? Well, wait a minute, Steve. That's not what they told me. Well, I'm telling you. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you how it is here. All right. So again, the top 10 reasons, most common reasons or issues that could trigger a 30-day discharge notice. Number one, becoming a two-person transfer. So what that means is that maybe you've weakened or the individual is weakened to the point to where it takes more than one staff person to help that resident from point A to point B. So their bed to their wheelchair, in and out of the shower, on and off the toilet, in and out of their reclining chair. That's that type of a thing. It takes two staff people, not one. And that is a hard line in the sand for, I would say, the majority of places. There are always exceptions. Let me share a little story with you. So I received a call with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, by a family, and they were just really, really upset because they had just received a 30-day discharge notice. And they were not told of any transfer limitations. So what they said was, Steve, when we moved in, they said, hey, you know, we've got your dad covered, and he can live here for his entire life, for the rest of his life. We're an age-in-place community and all these sort of things. And then what happened is over the next, you know, 30, 60 days, dad began to decline quite a bit. And he required a two-person transfer. And then they get this discharge letter. Hey, sorry, we can't meet your needs anymore. And they're like, what do you mean? You just said we can age in place and live here for the rest of his entire life. Oh, sorry. And that's it. So I'll tell you, I think it boils down to this. Most of the time, you didn't ask the right questions. And they didn't tell you or share with you their limitations or their care threshold. Just as simple as that. And again, not to rub salt in the wound, but with Senior Care Consulting, this is not an issue. We do not let our clients make this mistake, period. Does not happen. Right? We're paid to make sure things like this do not happen. And they don't with our clients. All right, so that's one of the biggest reasons that you would get a discharge notice, becoming a two-person transfer, because most of these places are staffed a little bit lighter, and they can help with a one-person transfer, but once you get to a two-person transfer, it's just a function of staffing. They just don't have enough staff to do it, generally speaking. You always have exceptions, but generally speaking, that's it. All right, number two. Just requiring too much care. So the staffing model, again, has its limitations at most assisted living communities. And if you need more care than they can offer, you are out. And that's it. Every single place has its threshold. And if you exceed that, then you're out. And it's just, it's very, very clear. Number three. Incontinence care is becoming more and more necessary. So let me say this. Most assisted living communities can help, at least minimally, to help manage the incontinence, any level of any issue of incontinence, if you will. But when the level of incontinence starts to increase, more and more of these places, again, will not be able to keep up with that. And would discharge you if too much incontinence care would be required. And I think a pretty hard line in the sand, if you will, for incontinence care is if a person, and God bless them, but if they have dementia or Alzheimer's or some cognitive issues, and they're not even aware that they just had an accident, and they're wearing their pull-up briefs and all that sort of thing, but if you're not even aware that you're incontinent, then that is usually the hard line that would get you kicked out. But it could be a whole lot less than that that would get you a discharge. All right, number four in our top 10 reasons of why you may receive an unwanted discharge letter from assisted living. Number four, if you need a low air loss mattress that would be used to prevent wound care. Wound issues or skin breakdown issues. Okay, that is definitely stepping a toe over the line from that social model that would help you with your activities of daily living. That steps over the line into the area of medical care and skin breakdown prevention and that sort of thing. So that would do it. Number five, if your loved one just straight up needs some medical care, again, such as wound care, maybe they need compression wraps for their lymphedema, maybe they require a mechanical lift, which would substitute for a two-person transfer. Maybe they require tube feeding, so they would feed you with liquid nutrition through a tube that is stitched into your stomach and goes into your gut. If you would require urinary catheter care, all right, that's one. All these things fall into that medical category. Or, of course, IV therapy. No assisted living is going to offer that. Not one of them. Okay. Are we getting excited yet? I don't mean to bum you out there, but I'm just being real with you. And there's so many people who wade into that search and selection process for the assisted living level of care, and they don't really know what they're getting into. I would say that's the second most difficult level of care to navigate and to go through that search and selection process, because it is not a standardized model. You can talk to 10 different places, hear 10 different stories of what they're able to offer you, and they would all be correct. That's why I think it's just so inconsistent. You've got to know what you need, and then you have to be able to know how to articulate that, and then you have to line that up with a provider that can meet all of those needs. And it's difficult. That's why with senior care consulting, I think my last, I don't know how many, maybe my last 15 or 20 placement clients have been assisted living, because people are like, okay, this is crazy. This is overwhelming. There are too many options. Help us through this so we make sure we get this right. And if that describes you, I would invite you to reach out to Senior Care Consulting. We can help. We can help you out with that. We can walk right alongside you and help you make the best decision possible at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. If you need help finding the right fit and the best place available when needing an assisted living community, my firm, Senior Care Consulting, can definitely help out with that need for sure. All right, now to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities are private pay only. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com. Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of.
For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
I recently attended HP Imagine, a cool event where I was able to check out HP's new line of products. And I had the opportunity to ask Vikram Batra from HP where they're headed when it comes to PCs.
The world's gone hybrid. We're working at home. We're working in the office. We're doing stuff everywhere right now.
Coffee shops, airplanes.
One of the biggest things is technology and PCs, for example, are moving what they have, features, benefits, to adapt to these situations. You know, you're no longer sitting in an office or a cube. That whole flexibility of your devices can move with you, and your devices are now engineered to make it easier for you. So you're sitting at home and there's a dog barking in the back, but people you're on Zoom with will not be able to hear that because of just the technology in the PC.
More is at HP.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Our country is experiencing a maternal mental health crisis. Mental health conditions are the most common complication of pregnancy and childbirth, affecting 1 in 5 mothers every year. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. If you or a new mom in your life is not bonding with the baby or showing other symptoms of postpartum depression, time matters. Talk to a healthcare provider about the different treatment options that are available today. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
The Affordable Connectivity Program ended this past June, but a company is committed to keeping customers connected.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these 3 steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All assisted living communities are private pay only. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And although the vast majority of assisted living communities are private pay, meaning you would pay for the services on a monthly basis from your own resources. You're writing a check for that every month. That's what we mean by private pay. Some assisted living communities will actually work with the Medicaid program. For example, in the Kansas area or Kansas City area on the Kansas side, not Missouri, there's a program called HCBS, Home and Community-Based Services, and it will pay for not all of the costs, but most of the costs. There's usually a small amount that the family would have to contribute. I just call that a family contribution. And sometimes we can make that work, but by and large, it is a private pay only situation with assisted living. All right, so back to the top 10 reasons that you could receive an unwanted discharge letter from your assisted living provider. We made it through 5. So number 6, if your loved one requires pain management that is more than they can offer. So maybe we're working with pain patches, pain injections, managing a pain pump, some of those sort of things. Again, this kind of steps over the line into that medical area of care. All right, number 7, it could be as simple as needing diabetic management with insulin injection. That's a fairly common issue. And sometimes the residents can manage this themselves if they need a little bit of help. Most assisted living communities do not offer around-the-clock diabetic management. And again, that's a function of staffing. They don't have to have a nurse 24/7. Now, as soon as I say that, there are always exceptions. There are some places that do have a nurse 24 hours a day, and they can handle that, and they can offer that and help out with that. Most do not. All right, number eight, needing help eating food. So if you can't feed yourself, that's to the point of you're probably going to need long-term care where they have the staffing to help a resident eat their meals. Or if you need a specialized diet, such as a pureed diet because you have swallowing issues, maybe some other type of a specialized diet, the vast majority of assisted living communities do not offer that. All right, number nine. This one is so significant, I'm going to wrap it up in a big-time alert.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
So, let's just throw this out right at the top. All assisted living communities, every one of them, provide care for residents with cognitive impairment, mild dementia, early stages of Alzheimer's, et cetera, et cetera. Now, if you contact one of these places, they're going to say, oh, yeah, we offer memory care, even if they do not have a memory care neighborhood or a segregated part of the community with the codes on the doors and all of the things that go along with memory care. So, we care for residents with dementia. Oh, yeah, every one of them will say that. And guess what? That's true. However, when the memory issues exceed their limits, you will be asked to move, period. So an example, your loved one is just doing fine at assisted living for a long time. Everything's going great. And then there's a decline, and your loved one now is beginning to wander about, just walking around, just checking stuff out. And that's a very, very common, I would call a symptom, if you will, of dementia or Alzheimer's. It's pretty common at some point during that decline. And now that resident, because they're now wandering, and they're not an elopement risk or a flight risk until they are. It's just like one day they are. Okay? And now they're considered an elopement risk. And I don't like that word, but a flight risk. Someone who may leave the building and put themselves in harm's way. So most assisted living communities have what's called a wander guard system to help out with this. It's a little transmitter on a watch, like a little watch or a bracelet. And then it'll set off an alarm if the resident gets too close to an exit door. It'll set it off. And then staff comes running, and they'll redirect the resident to somewhere else. And it's a great tool to prevent your loved one from leaving the building, again, unintended. And they're not trying to cause any trouble, okay? But they're unintentionally placing themselves in harm's way. However, if your loved one is setting off the alarm too many times per day, if they're hitting that door 10 times a day, that's not going to work. They're going to discharge your loved one because that community, quote unquote, can no longer meet the needs of your loved one. So if the assisted living community has a memory care neighborhood, a secured area of the building that provides care, specialized care for residents with cognitive impairment, then your loved one could be transferred just to that area of the building, and that will usually take care of it. But if they say, oh, yeah, we provide memory care, well, they do, but only to an extent. And if they don't have that separate memory care neighborhood, then and your loved one becomes an elopement risk or a flight risk, if you will. You will get a quick discharge on that one because they're responsible for the well-being, the health and well-being of your loved one. And if your loved one walks outside and they didn't catch it and it's 100 degrees outside, 0 degrees, they're walking into traffic, et cetera, they could easily put themselves in harm's way, and they are responsible for that. So you'll get a quick discharge on that one. All right. So just remember that.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert. brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right, number 10. If you run out of money, you will get discharged, period. Well, Steve, that just sounds so harsh. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, this is just how it is. Most assisted living communities are private pay only. Even if you've lived there for 10 years, the second you run out of money, you're out because you don't have any way to pay them their $6,000 to $8,000 to $9,000 a month. If you're out of money, you're out of money. So don't make the mistake of moving in saying, oh yeah, well, you know, they can just bill the state, or, well, I just thought that you could just live in the apartment and then they'll just take care of things, you know, later on. No, it does not work that way. Don't make that mistake. And coming up next, I'm going to have a little bit of a bonus for you. Check it out. Don't go away.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
I'm Glenn Hayward, Executive Director of the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System. I want to invite you to the 25th Annual Redding Rancheria Discovery Health Fair, August 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information, craft vendors, kids' activities, and so much more. All ages are welcome to this free event, and it's open to the public. Brought to you by the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Redding. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of August. During these presentations, you will learn techniques on how to help when they don't want your help, and how to plan ahead in caregiving by getting your documents in order. These free events will be held in Yreka, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and Burney. And all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy.
Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. Or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so to start off the program today, I mentioned that I'm going to review the top 10 reasons that you could receive an unwanted discharge from the assisted living level of care. Well, as I mentioned, I have a bonus. I've got a couple more. I couldn't fit them all into 10. How about that? So, number 11, and these are just a couple of bonuses here. If your loved one is falling too much at the assisted living level of care. So your loved one, you've noticed that there's some bumps and some bruises, and they'll call you and say, we sent your loved one to the hospital to get an x-ray, get an x-ray because there may be a hip fracture, or get an MRI because they bumped their head. We want to make sure that everything's okay there. Okay, so if your loved one is falling too much, that's going to get you a quick discharge letter. And I'm not going to go into depth on this one. Maybe one of these days I'll break it down a lot more. But if you are ever asked to sign what's called a negotiated risk agreement, do not sign it. Don't do it. So sometimes they'll say, well, your loved one can stay here, but they're falling way too much. So if you sign this negotiated risk agreement, releasing us from liability from any harm that would come after a fall, then he or she can stay here. If you don't sign it, then you're going to have to move. I would run, don't walk. Look, if you sign that thing, you are relieving them of their responsibility for watching over your loved one to ensure they're not falling. And if they fall and they hurt themselves or worse, by the way, my grandma fell and fractured her neck. Okay, so if that happens, you are relieving them from the responsibility. Don't ever do that, ever. And what it's really saying is you need to find another place that can watch over them better, maybe better staffing. Or what it's probably saying more often than not is you're at the wrong level of care. You need to step up to the long-term care or that nursing home level of care. Don't sign a negotiated risk agreement. Okay. Number 12, this one seems pretty obvious. If your loved one has any negative, I'm going to put up my air quotes, behaviors, they will be discharged. So it could be something as simple as just too much wandering. Another part of wandering that is problematic, wandering in and out of other residents' rooms. And they'll wander into someone else's room and lay down on their bed and take a nap. Well, that resident may not appreciate that, even though it's not the resident's fault wandering. They have dementia, and God bless them, God love them, but you can't have that in a an assisted living community with just general care. That's a much more appropriate behavior, if you will, in a memory care unit. That's pretty common in memory care. It's not in general care. It's too disruptive. The behavior could be exit seeking. And what that is, again, someone with dementia. You're looking around and you're like, you know, this is a pretty nice place, but this isn't where I live. I'm out of here. I'm going home. They're out. They're trying the doors. They're trying the windows. They're trying to blend in with a group of people and walk out because they want to go home. They're trying to leave. Okay? So if the place does not have, again, that secured memory care unit or neighborhood, they can no longer guarantee the safety of your loved one. You'll be out of there real quick. Another behavior, using foul language or inappropriate language with the opposite sex, making comments. That's not appreciated. And it could be inappropriate sexual advances, that we just can't have that. It could be someone, and again, this is mainly with individuals with dementia. It could be aggressive or combative behavior. Obviously can't have that. And that could be toward other residents or staff. And then it could be, psychotic issues, hallucinations, talking to people who are not there, super disruptive. Sometimes the hallucinations are, no big deal. It doesn't bother them at all. Sometimes they're afraid of what they're seeing. It's not there, but they can see it, and they're afraid of that. And then that causes all of the fear and all the panic. So that's the top 10 reasons, plus a couple of bonus reasons, that you could be receiving or could receive a discharge letter from your assisted living community. Gosh, I remember one family called and they said they're an age in place community and my mom could live there for the rest of her life. Did they lie to us? And I'm like, oh, I wasn't there. I don't know what was said, but sometimes that statement that you heard is a little bit of a, overpromise, underdeliver, if you will. So what can you do to avoid a premature discharge and help extend or maximize the stay at your chosen assisted living community? Well, first of all, I would say, and this puts some burden on you, ask the right questions about their limitations. Understand exactly what you're getting into and how much care they actually provide. Don't make any assumptions whatsoever. None. And if your loved one has memory-related issues, make darn sure, I'm not going to swear, but darn sure, you choose a place that provides memory care that offers a separate memory care neighborhood. Not just, oh, we care for residents with dementia. That's not good enough. If your loved one has cognitive issues, suspected dementia, or maybe diagnosed dementia or Alzheimer's or whatever the cause is, and you move to an assisted living community that does not have that separate segregated memory care unit or memory care neighborhood with the codes on the doors and all of the programming, all the things that go into memory care, it's a gigantic mistake. You have to pick one that does offer a separate memory care neighborhood, period. And that will save you a lot, potentially save you a lot of grief and headache and heartache. All right, number three, choose an assisted living community that is connected to long-term care. How about that? There are a ton of fantastic, just wonderful, freestanding assisted living communities. But again, they all have their threshold. Okay? So if you choose one that is connected, right next door, down the hall, part of a campus setting, but that is connected to long-term care, then you've got that other outlet. You have the higher level of medical care available. So if they need that, they just move down the hall, across the hall, across the lawn into the long-term care building if it's a campus type of an arrangement. And you won't get discharged, and you won't have to completely start over and move to a different community and learn, learn a whole new system and be with a whole separate group. You just age in place. Continuing care, assisted living that is connected to long-term care. More and more of my clients want that. And more of my clients are getting that. That's what they're doing. Recently worked with a client. They said, oh, mom and dad is assisted living now. And they are. They need assisted living currently, but they don't want them moving again. They want them to age in place and then move to long-term care when they need it. And, oh, by the way, if mom and dad runs out of money, then we made sure that the long-term care part of the community is also Medicaid certified so that they're definitely not moving because of financial issues, money issues, or care issues, the need for higher care. We've got it covered. That's a really smart move. And then number four, understanding the finances of it all. Do the math, calculate how long your loved one can afford to pay, then ask yourself this question. Are you willing to move them again one more time, okay, at the time that they run out of money? If the answer is no, then you have to find a place that is connected, assisted living connected to long-term care, make sure it's Medicaid certified, and plan for their needs long-term. It's just a smart, smart way to go. Now, if all this sounds like a lot, well, guess what? That's because it is a lot. It is. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. This stuff gets really, really super complicated. There's so many things to consider, and all you want is the best for your loved one. If you want the best, if you need some help, I would be honored to work with you and your family with Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800. We make a really, really difficult process very simple. You notice I didn't say easy, I said simple. We can help you through that. 913-945-2800 or online, seniorcareconsulting.com. I'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit seniorcarelive.com, seniorcarelive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Can people really not afford McDonald's? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. McDonald's says they're missing revenue as they have to lower their prices even more. Why? The consumers are pulling back. If things are so good, why are credit card delinquencies hitting a 12-year high? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Colorado Springs, Bob McLaughlin partnered with the late Jay Simoneau a decade ago to create a place that makes services accessible to military veterans and their families. From that partnership, Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center was born. At Mount Carmel, veterans who are transitioning from military to civilian life can connect with other veterans who have been through the same journey for peer coaching and counseling. The center offers services such as help with benefits, housing and finding employment, as well as counseling on education, finances, and legal matters. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Title IX was a game changer for girls and women in the United States. This law opened up opportunities for us to compete in sports, earn scholarships, and excel in academics. It has been the key to unlocking a lifetime of experiences and achievements. My generation will be robbed of this right. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect, and it will be death by a thousand cuts. Adding gender identity to the law's protections will give boys and men the right to compete in our sports, access our locker rooms, and steal our scholarships. This is unfair. We are being erased. Our safety, dignity, and opportunities will disappear, and in a few years, we'll wonder how this happened. Here and now, we must stand up for the truth and for our existence. My future depends on it. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. On August 1st, President Biden's changes to Title IX will go into effect. Visit RileyGainsCenter.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I've been running into this a lot, and I thought, you know what, I need to talk about this for a minute. So the question is, can Senior Care Consulting help you find a senior care community while your loved one is in the hospital? Maybe they're there for a hospital stay. The discharge planner, the case manager comes over. Let's say it is, like a Wednesday afternoon. And it's Wednesday afternoon. They say, oh, by the way, your mom is going to be discharged tomorrow morning. Where would you like us to send her? You're like, what? It's Wednesday afternoon. We were just figuring out what we wanted for dinner. You tell me. I get a less than a 12-hour notice? Are you kidding me? And guess what? They're not kidding you. Now, I've never been able to figure out why we have to, spring that on someone. Why don't we start planning the discharge at admission? Why don't we start talking about that instead of lighting people's hair on fire? And then you have this list of places, you know nothing about them, you know nothing about any of this stuff, and you're supposed to pick a place for your mom to go get her rehab after her hospital stay. It's ridiculous, frankly. There's got to be a way to change that. I think it's got to be an implementation at the hospital level. I'm not beating up on the hospitals, but they have enough to deal with, especially the case managers and the discharge planners. They're probably pretty overwhelmed with everything they have to do, but this is a systems approach type of an issue, I think. Start discharge planning the second they admit. And I think this would go better. I cannot tell you how many hundreds, maybe even thousands of times I've heard, Steve, they handed me a list and said, hey, your dad's going home this afternoon. I mean, sometimes they got the list in the morning. Dad's going home same day. They got a few hours notice of this list. I mean, what am I supposed to do with this? So the question is, can Senior Care Consulting help you with this super short window, super short turnaround, hairs on fire, OMG, mom has to leave here in less than 12 hours, and we have no clue what we're doing, what we're looking at. We don't know if these places are worth a darn, but now we have to pick one. And we're positive mom's not going to be able to come home after all of this. We're pleased that we were able to keep her in her house for that long, but after rehab, she's going to have to stay somewhere. And so the answer is yes, Senior Care Consulting can help you with that. I've worked with so many families where, again, hair's on fire. The person at the hospital hands you an alphabetized list, says pick one. Most people just point at one and hope like hell and pray that it works out. Literally, that's what most people do. It's awful. It's an awful position to put that person in. It really is. It's terrible. So we work with so many people that call us up in that situation. And Steve, we've been thinking about calling you for the last 6 months. Now we're kind of regretting that. Can you help us out with this? So what we do is we have a discussion on the short list and how close do you want to be and what is mom going to be needing. Oh, she fractured her hip and they did a hip repair. They put in a pin. She's going to need maybe 2-3 weeks of therapy. But at that point, Steve, she's not going to be able to come home. We should have called you 6 months ago. And I get this call all the time. It's like, okay, all right, that's fine. So I've helped them choose the place for the interim that can provide the therapy. Okay, and then that buys us a little bit of time. It buys us 2-3 weeks then to get our homework done and find her long-term care, her new home. So get your mom into rehab, get her settled in. Let's meet the next day. And then let's go through the process. And I can turn the process around fairly quickly. And then we'll meet. I'll conduct my geriatric care assessment, determine exactly what she needs. It would include the level of care, type of care, payment method, location, personal preferences and needs, and all of the other things that go into that care assessment. Now I have a care profile. I have a detailed description of exactly what we're looking for. Then we research the entire marketplace, identify our top options available, and then in very short order, we'll be out touring these places and gathering a lot of information, objective, data-driven, solid information, factual information about the top three places meeting her exact needs. And then when we're finished up with our tours, I prepare a report and give that to you so that now you have a wealth of information on the top three places meeting her exact needs, and now you can make an informed decision. You can move forward with confidence, and that is what it's all about for me, helping people make really important and difficult decisions. That's it. That's what I do every day, all day, rinse and repeat. So by working together and finding her a solid rehab option, getting her to the rehab center so that now she's going to get good care for the next 2-3 weeks and all the therapy that she requires to get her back up and running after her hip surgery, in this example, that buys us enough time to do our homework and get it right so that when she moves to her assisted living community, her memory care community, her long-term care community, wherever she's moving from the hospital straight to her new home, and the adjustment is just so much smoother that way. If she goes home and then falls back into all the routines and then you move her, it's just super disruptive. It's an extra move, and it's way harder to move once you're back home to one of these care communities than it is to move while you're going through all the stuff and you're getting rehab and moving to your new home. That's an easier move than going back home than being uprooted from your home to your whatever community you choose, if that makes sense. So I've thrown a lot of stuff out there today for you. It's a little bit of a fire hose. I hope that you found it helpful and interesting. If this triggered any questions for you, you could always go through our website, seniorcareconsulting.com. You can fire off a question. You can you can ask for a phone call. There's a lot of good information, educational information.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Firefighters made progress Saturday against California's largest wildfire of the year. Expected thunderstorms, possible thunderstorms with lightning and erratic winds could erode progress made over the past week. David Acuna, Battalion Chief for Communications at CAL FIRE, says there are currently 16 active wildfires over 10 acres, and there may be many smaller fires burning throughout California.
Are the firefighters tired? Yes, absolutely. They've been actively fighting wildfires since the end of May, and now here we are at the beginning of August, which traditionally is when the old term fire season, this is when fires would pick up. Now we refer to it as a fire year because we can literally have fires anywhere in California between January and December.
Also at townhall.com, National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says, what was Tropical Storm Debbie is now Hurricane Debbie, strengthened to a Hurricane 1 force. Dangerous winds, rain, storm surge, and flooding to northern Florida, then to Georgia, South Carolina in the coming days.
We're expecting heavy rainfall resulting in considerable flooding impacts from the Florida Big Bend region through southeast Georgia and coastal plain of the Carolinas through Friday. And we could see potentially historic heavy rainfall amounts across southeast Georgia and South Carolina, resulting in possibly catastrophic flooding and significant river flooding through the week. There's the danger of life-threatening storm surge along the Florida Big Bend coast. We are expecting to see 6 to 10 feet of inundation.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is already in a, quote, multi-front war with Iran and its proxies, while the U.S. and allies prepare to defend Israel from an expected counterstrike and prevent an even more destructive regional conflict. Tensions have soared following nearly 10 months of war in Gaza and the killing last week of a senior Hezbollah commander in Lebanon and Hamas' top political leader in Iran. You'll find news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
It is back to school time and the deals are out there.
Mass market retailers in the U.S. are plying shoppers with offers for computers, clothes, and other back-to-school essentials at affordable prices. To seal the deal, they're marketing buy now, pay later services as a way for customers to spread out the cost of going back to class in style. Companies and analysts say the strategies for securing sales are on display to coax consumers into spending during the retail world's second most important period behind the winter holidays. John Scott reporting.
About half the U.S. state attorneys general have traveled to France for an event co-sponsored by a group largely funded by companies. The trip to Normandy in late July and early August could be a chance for the top state law government lawyers to interact with representatives of companies that they say sometimes seek to regulate. AGs often work together on issues and regularly convene through multiple organizations. Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com. A top Jordanian official is heading to Iran as tensions rise in the Middle East.
The visit by Jordan's Foreign Minister Ayman Safadi, the first senior official visit in 20 years, comes as the U.S. and its Arab allies try to prevent a regional conflict. Israel killed a senior Hezbollah commander in an airstrike on Beirut recently. A day later, Hamas's top political leader was killed in an explosion in Tehran. Both attacks were widely blamed on Israel, which has acknowledged killing the Hezbollah commander. Iran, Hezbollah, and Hamas have vowed to avenge the killings. Jordan, which borders Israel to the east, would likely be in the path of any Iranian retaliatory strike. I'm Karen Shamas.
Voices across the globe are expressing concern over the growing number of arrests in Venezuela following last weekend's disputed elections. Pope Francis said Venezuela is living in a critical situation in his traditional homily yesterday at the Vatican. The remarks came hours after the president and Maduro has arrested 2,000 opponents.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Each weekend, we endeavor to address some of the major health stories of the week. We put them all together for you. All the best stories on the natural health front, as well as developments in high-tech medicine. Putting those together, we call that Intelligent Medicine. The best of both worlds. So we've got lots to talk about this weekend, and I just want to share with you that it's an extraordinary pleasure to have this forum to be able to share my impressions about what's going on in the world of health, and we're happy that you're here to join us. 877-726-8255 is our number. That's our number 24/7, 365, because even when we're not live on the air, you can call that number and you can record a question. We'll take some of those recorded questions during today's program, as well as live calls, should we get some. And among the stories we're going to tackle, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Olympics triathlon, which was kind of iffy because they were going to swim in the Seine River, highly polluted waterway. Well, it did ultimately get underway. We'll also talk about the controversy in women's boxing, because that's lighting up the social media these days. Also, we've got some stuff on the current listeria outbreak in the Northeast and much more. Plus your questions, of course, 877-726-8255. Okay, let's go. Let's talk about diabetes. And there's an article here by journalist Neil Barsky, who is formerly of the Wall Street Journal. The headline of this article in The Guardian, which is big newspaper in the UK, kind of equivalent to the New York Times, headline, the FDA chief is right. We are failing people with diabetes. Recently, Robert Califf, the Food and Drug Administration commissioner, delivered the keynote address to the American Diabetes Association's annual scientific session. And what happened was kind of a surprise, because instead of lauding them, he actually castigated the American Diabetes Association. He said, quote, for the larger epidemic of type 2 diabetes, we're failing right now. He continues, I don't say that lightly. So the ADA, the American Diabetes Association, is a powerful body that sets the standard for diabetes care, but at the same time, they accept tens of millions of dollars annually from the drug and medical device industry. They also have a bit of a conflict of interest because they receive money from outfits like the makers of Splenda and the Idaho Potato Growers Association. Potatoes, they're a vegetable, but they're a starchy vegetable which deliver lots of carbohydrates. The vast majority of people in the United States don't consume freshly baked potatoes. The way they get their potatoes is in the form of instant mashed potatoes and French fries, which deliver a punch in terms of carbohydrate content and unhealthy oils and additives. So in this article, Barsky writes, Califf, the FDA commissioner, cited America's ruinously high consumption of sugar and the food industry's poor labeling policies. And he also pointed out that there are a lot of disparities. He pointed out that affluent Americans invariably receive greater access to the latest technology than poorer Americans. But part of the problem is that the technology isn't really paying off. There was a study recently that concluded that the majority of digital tools, like now they have CGMs, continuous glucose monitors, which now you can get to monitor your response to your insulin or preferably to lifestyle measures like what you're eating and your exercise levels, not translating into benefits. They do not deliver meaningful clinical benefits and merely result in increased healthcare spending. I'm for CGMs because they create awareness. It's a teachable moment because people can discover what's influencing their blood sugar. Barsky, the author of this article, self-confessed is someone who beat his type 2 diabetes. He reversed his condition with a low-carbohydrate diet. So he's seen the benefits. He wants to be an apostle about the benefits of diet, and he says that the ADA is missing the boat. Interestingly, the ADA is the big monolithic organization that kind of sets the guidelines for diabetes care. But a group of renegade physicians who advocate a low-carb diet for people with diabetes and obesity, they created a new nonprofit. It's an alternative to the ADA. It's called the ADS, the American Diabetes Society, which is meant to offer an alternative to the ADA's big pharma approach to treatment. And so, according to Barsky, we're failing the 38 million people with diabetes in this country, and which is the tip of the iceberg, because we have, you know, additional 70 to 100 million people who have insulin resistance or pre-diabetes. They're on the launch pad for developing diabetes. They're simply auditioning for the part. Also, there are 100,000 American Americans who die from the condition annually. The expenditures, $400 billion in diabetes-related annual expenditures, rivaling the amount that we spend on cancer, literally breaking the back of our healthcare system. And we have alternatives. The low-carb diet, in my experience, very helpful. A companion article also in The Guardian, also by investigative journalist Neil Barsky. More than 100,000 Americans with diabetes have limbs amputated each year. And this is a crisis. A staggering 154,000 Americans will suffer amputations, roughly 80% of which will be the result of complications from diabetes. So here's some stark statistics. There's a real health equity issue here. Okay, you can talk about health equity. Do minorities and people with live in poverty areas, do they get less adequate health care? Less affluent Americans with diabetes are more than four times more likely to have limbs amputated than affluent Americans with diabetes. African Americans are mind-blowing four times as likely to suffer amputations than white Americans, three times as likely to suffer from peripheral artery disease, formerly known as claudication. That is a mega disparity in healthcare deliverance. And part of it is lack of awareness in minority communities, particularly among African Americans, that there are alternatives, that the low-carb diet is a viable way to beat diabetes. Also, another problem, food deserts, less access to healthy food, perverse incentives that create subsidies for poor quality ingredients, corn, soy, wheat, which are primarily delivering carbohydrates into the American diet in ultra-processed foods. They cite the case of a woman named Keshwani, an African-American lady, for whom a foot amputation appeared inevitable after a dime-sized ulcer was developing on the bottom of her foot. She met with a doctor who's one of the few infectious disease and obesity physicians in the country who espouse a low-carbohydrate diet in their treatments of diabetic wounds. Keshwani stripped sugar and carbs from her diet and almost immediately saw results, and she saved her limb. So, we've got some problems in this country in the way that we deal with diabetes. The American Diabetes Association has recently conceded that, yeah, low-carb diet is one of the options available to diabetics, but for so long they've talked about diets which include ridiculous ingredients, pies, cakes, made with low-calorie sweeteners as alternatives for people. And it's just not getting the job done for our surging tens of millions of Americans suffering from this condition, which is remediable with diet. Type 1 diabetes, a different story, but still type 1 diabetic patients benefit also from low-carb diets. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support, handle tougher digestive problems, and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil, GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakata's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
In the aftermath of the failed assassination attempt of Donald Trump, we have to ask, how close did America come to an inflection point from which she could never recover?
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number 877-726-8255. Okay, the Olympics are on. And I, for one, I'm not boycotting the Olympics. I have an interest in sports. A lot of people are concerned about some of the images displayed in the opening ceremonies, and I respect their views if they feel offended, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm very interested in watching sports, and I find it inspirational for my own efforts to engage in athleticism. And so I was watching with interest the prognosis for the triathlon. Now, the triathlon is actually one of the very few Olympic events that I have participated in, of course, as an amateur. And when I've done the Olympic distance triathlon, it is a mile swim and a 25-mile bike ride followed by a 6-mile run. And that's something that I have done quite a few times. Doing it, you know, obviously it takes me, you know, 2.5 times as long as it does for champion triathletes. But it's an event that I can identify with. And what they were going to do this year is, as part of the Paris ambiance, because it's kind of cool, because the bicycle events, you know, they ride through the heart of Paris amidst all the sights of Paris. They were going to have the athletes do the swim segment, which is the beginning of the race, in the Seine. And the Seine is a notoriously dirty river. I once was signed up for the New York Triathlon, and we were supposed to swim in the Hudson, but that was the year that I broke my hip, and I wasn't able to compete that year, and maybe I dodged a bullet because there have been some problems. There have been some cancellations because of poor water quality. There was one time where there were jellyfish in the water, and it was, like, really annoying the swimmers. So they postponed the triathlon. I thought they were going to bail and not have it in the Seine and move it to a different site where they're actually going to be doing the you know, some of the other swim events outdoors, the marathon swim, for example, in a more controlled environment. But no, they went ahead with it because the they had actually undertaken $1.5 billion Seine cleanup project, which involved creating a massive reservoir to collect some of the detritus. And it rained a lot. You know, saw the opening ceremonies where it rained, and a lot of the runoff polluted the water because of the kind of sketchy sewer system of Paris. Well, they did it. They did the event. They said that the bacterial count was down after a day of delay, and the event proceeded. Some of the contestants complained that they, the water was kind of murky and tasted bad. And, of course, when you swim, you're really swimming fast and furiously, you got to swallow some water. There's going to be some gulps of water. And one of the contestants said, in an effort to forestall problems, that she... she took a lot of probiotics, which is a sensible precaution. And we'll have to see if some of the, you know, so far so good, but we'll have to see if some of the athletes come down with problems later. Also, I watched one of the preliminary bouts because there's a lot of controversy over women's boxing. There's a couple of contestants, an Algerian and a Taiwanese, who for all the world look like men. They really look manlike. And I don't really know what's going on here, because there's a couple of ways that this could be going wrong. Is one, it's about the X chromosomes. You know, women are XX, men are XY. So either these very...
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We will resume normal programming shortly.
Experience luxurious bliss.
X. They were born women, but by dint of anabolic steroids, which are actually illegal for Olympic competition, they may have taken on male strength and musculature. So either way, it's a bad scene. I saw it's really kind of a heartrending match that was curtailed because the Italian contestant took some shots to the face from the Algerian athlete, and she stopped. She couldn't take it anymore. What's confusing is that some women are naturally endowed with higher levels of androgens. Polycystic ovarian syndrome is an example. So it's not really that clear what's going on. The rules are really mixed up, and we've got to get this right. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Brewer can help you start the day off right with a free 16-ounce iced coffee or 12-ounce hot coffee with the purchase of any breakfast entree. This offer is available now through August 5th between 11 p.m. and 11 a.m. Remember, Whataburger is open to serve you 24/7. Whether you're dining in, driving through, or using curbside pickup or delivery, Whataburger has you covered. Plus, you can satisfy your cravings for both savory and sweet treats this summer. Order any Whataburger meal and step it up with a cool caramel latte shake or malt for $1 more or a delicious brownie for just $2 more. Also, Whataburger is celebrating National Chicken Wing Day on July 29th with a buy one, get one free deal. And while back to school can be a challenge, kick off the school year right when kids eat free every Tuesday in the month of August. Finally, August 8th is National Whataburger Day, and they're offering a free surprise menu item that day. For more information on summer specials, visit stories.whataburger.com.
Our country is experiencing a maternal mental health crisis. Mental health conditions are the most common complication of pregnancy and childbirth, affecting 1 in 5 mothers every year. Hi, I'm Representative Lauren Matsumoto from Hawaii and Women in Government Board Chair. If you or a new mom in your life is not bonding with the baby or showing other symptoms of postpartum depression, time matters. Talk to a healthcare provider about the different treatment options that are available today. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
The Affordable Connectivity Program ended this past June, but a company is committed to keeping customers connected.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
I'm Gwen Hayward, Executive Director of the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System. I want to invite you to the 25th Annual Redding Rancheria Discovery Health Fair, August 7th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information, craft vendors, kids' activities, and so much more. All ages are welcome to this free event, and it's open to the public. Brought to you by the Redding Rancheria Tribal Health System, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Join Tolkien's Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. You can jot that number down because if you can't call during the program, you can call anytime you like. And you can pose a question or share an experience, perhaps something relevant to something that you've heard on this program. We'd love to hear from you. 877-726-8255. Let's hear one of those recorded questions.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. I'm 78 years old and seem to bruise very easily and color-wise somewhat dramatically. I regularly take 1,280 milligrams of omega-3s, which I know thins the blood. I'm wondering if fish oil could be exacerbating the bleeding under the skin. It should also be noted that 20 years ago, I had a subarachnoid hemorrhage, which I'd like not to repeat. Am I pushing my luck by taking fish oil? Thank you.
Okay, yeah, that's really a great question. And the answer is maybe, but it's not that likely because studies, and I've discussed this on my program recently, studies have shown that even when people take blood thinners, you know, it's currently stated that if you take a blood thinner like Eliquis or if you're on aspirin for prevention or if you're on Coumadin, that you should not take fish oil because it will enhance the blood thinning effects and you might get a hemorrhage or you might get excessive bleeding, a nosebleed or something like that. Or God forbid, if you fall and hit your head, you're going to get catastrophic bleeding. The study did not show that fish oil increased the risk of dangerous bleeds. So what about surgery? Well, people are often admonished before surgery, you know, it's going to be bloody, so stop your fish oil before surgery. I used to say that, too, you know, just in an abundance of caution because it's no biggie if you want to stop your fish oil for a week or so prior to surgery, and then you can resume it afterwards. Well, studies have confirmed in multiple studies that it doesn't really make a difference in surgical outcomes. And in fact, the rate of bleeding may be slightly less, paradoxically, when people take fish oil. However, there are some people who have bleeding susceptibility, maybe genetically, you know, they got some kind of blood factor abnormality like von Willebrand syndrome, which is a rare condition where people are more prone to bleeding. And I've had one or two patients for whom taking fish oil has increased their bleeding. Generally not. But in your case, what I would say is you're a 78-year-old woman. There is a tendency for skin to thin. You may have other causes for excessive bleeding. You know, presumably when you had the subarachnoid hemorrhage, if it happens spontaneously, you have to have a complete blood workup to find out if you have low platelets or if you have some sort of bleeding, you know, hemophilia-like syndrome, you know, like a hemophilia light, not full-blown hemophilia, because that would be very obvious. You know, I would get a complete checkout maybe from a hematologist, a blood specialist, to see if you have a bleeding susceptibility. And the other thing you could do is do a little trial and error. You know, go off fish oil for, you know, a month and see if it makes a difference. You know, it's going to take a while to clear out of your system. It's not something where it works day to day. It kind of builds up in your blood, and then when you stop, it kind of slowly decays in terms of the blood levels. Just do a little trial and error, and you may discover that for you, you're an individual for whom lower doses of fish oil or no fish oil make sense in terms of this bleeding susceptibility. But skin does thin as you get older, particularly women. Women have thick, you know, talk about being thick-skinned. Men do have thicker skin because of higher levels of androgens. which women have less of. And as you age, your skin thins. It's more prone to trauma and damage, and therefore we see more bruising. And especially we see it a lot in the people who take an aspirin or Coumadin. You know, their arms are all black and blue sometimes, even from like minor bumps. Easy bruisability is pretty common in older folks. 877-726-8255, our number. If you are tired of feeling tired, well, so many people out there report that. Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? Well, NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, which is a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8 increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43%. And it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and even those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. I had mine this morning, put it in my shake, powder. I use it every day, don't go a day without it, and I prescribe it for my patients. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to their website, ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, I talked before about the problems with the SNAP program, formerly known as food stamps. And so the way it was originally conceived is to address poverty and hunger in America and enabling people to buy food, which is great, all right, because some people, you know, they're barely scraping by. What we see is a new term, which is food insecurity, which is kind of a euphemism for people can't afford to buy good quality food. And so what food stamps supposedly address is food insecurity, but it also, frankly, is a big subsidy for the agricultural industry and for retail supermarkets. Right? Because, you know, it's another way for people to buy food on the government dole. Okay? So, I mean, so there's really the law of unintended consequences is happening here. We want to get food out to people, but we're also subsidizing, in many cases, poor quality food. And there are very few restrictions on what kind of food you can buy. And the argument here is, look, we don't want to embarrass people at the counter, you know, and like, you're busted. You know, you bought some candy for your kids, and we're going to take that away from you. You can only buy broccoli, you know, like the powers that be have deemed it that you can only eat certain foods. But I got to say, there needs to be some form of restriction on the types of foods you can buy. Because you can buy all manner of junk, and unfortunately, the junk is cheaper. Ultra-processed food is designed that way. So Representative Ron Rosendale, who's from Montana, has introduced the Ensuring Health in SNAP Act of 2024. Now, he's not saying let's you know, reduce SNAP payments or let's get rid of the program altogether. The bill will allow states to ban the use of Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program benefits for, get this, the purchase of soft drinks, candy, ice cream, and prepared desserts such as cake, pies, cookies, and similar products. So they're not saying you can't buy that stuff, but you shouldn't incentivize that by giving people script or credit cards that enable them to buy it ad nauseum. States like New York, Minnesota, and Maine have previously tried to implement these reforms, but they have been denied by the federal government. The USDA has said, no, the federal government takes precedence over your right to put restrictions on the SNAP program. According to Representative Rosendale, states should be able to set their own policies, not USDA bureaucrats. Here's a statement. The American diet is notoriously known as one of the worst in the world. My legislation will empower states to encourage a healthy diet for those that receive SNAP and reduce life-threatening eating habits, which can lead to chronic diseases, including obesity and diabetes. If states want to incentivize healthier behavior, they should be able to set their own policies, not be forced to follow short-sighted orders from USDA bureaucrats. A co-sponsor of the bill, Representative Bob Good of Virginia, said, "The original purpose of SNAP was to act as a temporary safety net for needy families, not to subsidize junk food purchases. I applaud my friend and Freedom Caucus colleague, Representative Rosendale, for his leadership on the Ensuring Health in SNAP Act. The legislation will return power back to states seeking to ensure SNAP dollars are used only for essential groceries." And a bunch of other legislators are signing on. Representative Andy Biggs from Arizona, Representative Josh Braheen from Oklahoma, and also Matthew Dickerson, who's director of the Budget Policy, the Economic Policy Innovation Center. So this is not going anywhere. This, first of all, it's an election year. Nobody is going to take away any way, shape, or form any kind of SNAP benefits from anybody during election year. Ain't going to happen. But it's a nice gesture, and we should be contemplating it. It makes sense. By the way, there's a study that was in, I believe it was in the New England Journal of Medicine, or maybe Journal of the American Medical Association, which looked at the health statistics of SNAP recipients versus you could say SNAP recipients versus non-SNAP recipients. That's not fair, because people who don't qualify for SNAP are more affluent. But they looked at people who were matched income-wise, who either received SNAP or didn't receive SNAP, who lived in the same areas of the country. And they compared them in terms of body weight, susceptibility to diabetes, and especially childhood obesity and diabetes. And unfortunately, what they found is that SNAP recipients were heavier and more prone to diabetes than non-SNAP recipients. So, I mean, you know, maybe a little limitation on the quantity of food you can buy can actually help fend off some of these degenerative conditions. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Are you tired of feeling tired? Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? NT-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. NT-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, a primary cause of biological aging. In clinical trials, NT-Factor therapy resulted in a 26.8% increase in mitochondrial function, restoring it to levels found in young adults. NT-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by up to 43%, and has even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions, like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years. You can find the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Or, to order direct, go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com, DearHoffmanStore.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Where? Diversity, equity, inclusion in our education system is poisoning young minds to hate America. As a professor of political science, I can assure you this toxic curriculum will destroy our country. I'm Nicholas Stradano, higher education fellow at Campus Reform, and I've had a front row seat to the anti-American push in our education system through DEI. DEI teaches that America is inherently racist and that oppression is ingrained. It encourages segregation, tribalism, and victimhood. It is the opposite of E Pluribus Unum, out of many, one. We must root out this virus. We must reestablish an education system that teaches our national values and is not ashamed of American exceptionalism. We must teach the next generation to love this great country. The Leadership Institute's Campus Reform is exposing the DEI agenda in education, from history and language arts to the sciences and math. Visit campusreform.org to learn more. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Let's find out what's on your mind. Let's hear it.
My wife had her thyroid removed. Her levels are currently being maintained by taking Synthroid. Should she be concerned about her iodine intake? And would you recommend her taking supplemental iodine for breast health?
Okay. Yeah, interesting question. You know, it's actually, you know, let's sort of drill down on that. Because if you've had your thyroid removed, let's first of all assume that iodine helps the thyroid. Okay. And we can talk a little bit about that. But if you've had your thyroid removed, and you're dependent on outside thyroid, iodine isn't going to make a difference for your thyroid, okay? If you have an intact thyroid, low levels of iodine can actually cause your thyroid to underfunction. adequate level, and you can develop goiters. In fact, this was common in parts of the world where the soil was depleted in iodine or people had no access to seafood from oceans, which have an iodine content. Freshwater fish, virtually devoid of iodine. So there was this region in Minnesota that was very iodine poor, and it was called a goiter belt because lots of people developed enlarged thyroids because of iodine deficiency. The problem, though, is that if you take tons and tons of iodine, you can actually suppress your thyroid. So it's one of those Goldilocks effect things. Is you need adequate iodine for proper thyroid function, but if you take too much iodine, you can actually suppress your thyroid. So there's actually some accounts in Japan where people consume massive amounts of seaweed, where they part of the traditional diet, where actually you do see some degree of thyroid suppression from too much iodine. And then, of course, there are iodine supplements. Some of them are very high dose. All right, so that's the story with iodine, but not a concern because your wife has no thyroid. But she does have breasts. And iodine has a very interesting effect on breasts. High-dose iodine, in my experience in my practice, has been very effective for women who have breast pain and fibrocystic breasts. And this is a big problem. You know, some women, they can't even lie on their stomachs because, the breasts get in the way. It's very uncomfortable. Their breasts are lumpy and painful. This sometimes results in the need for, more and more scrutiny and unnecessary biopsies. And they take iodine, and it actually shrinks the cysts and reduces the pain. So it can be very effective. There's no thyroid. You don't need iodine for the thyroid, but for the breasts, there may be a rationale for continuing to take some iodine for breast protection. And I usually prescribe iodine for women at high risk of breast cancer because it's cancer preventive, as well as women who are post-mastectomy and they're concerned about recurrence of breast cancer. All right, so there's this thing going on in the Northeast, a big recall of lots of boar's head prepared meats and cheeses. And I actually encountered this in the supermarket. I went to get some, I like to get, not prepared meats, cold cuts, bologna, salami, go for that stuff. But I wanted to get some fresh turkey breasts. And I went to the supermarket, and the counter was completely empty, the deli counter, and there were a bunch of deli workers there pulling stuff out, and they're swabbing it down and cleaning it, and so I couldn't get my fresh turkey breast, not from a boar's head prepared thing, but from fresh turkey that perhaps they prepared in their kitchen. Listeria is a foodborne bacterial illness that it doesn't affect everyone. Okay. Healthy people rarely become ill from listeria if they have an intact immune system, but it can be very dangerous for pregnant women and or people who are older who have suppressed immune systems. They have immunosenescence. That's your immune system declines in its ability to fend things off when you're older sometimes. And also with people with weakened immune systems. And that would mean, a lot of people on high-dose steroids for one reason or another, or on immunosuppressive medications. Maybe they've had an organ transplant, or they have one of these autoimmune diseases where you take an immunosuppressive drug for, say, ulcerative colitis or for multiple sclerosis or even for psoriasis. These drugs are abounding. If you develop listeria, you might have fever, chills, muscle aches, nausea, diarrhea, or you may be asymptomatic. So sometimes it's a little bit of loss of appetite, some, mild symptoms can occur. There's only been a handful of cases, but enough cases to cause a major recall. You can get listeria from raw vegetables, from contaminated meat, from unpasteurized milk or cheeses, especially soft cheeses, hot dogs, and deli meats that are contaminated after processing. So the problem with pregnant women is that it can cause miscarriage or premature birth or fatal infection after birth. So Listeria, big problem. Keep things clean, scrub your vegetables, cook your food thoroughly, and look for those recalls.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these three key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut-brain, and immune health. Dr. Ohira's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. For a superior probiotic formula, get Dr. Ohira's probiotics today at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. What once was Tropical Storm Debbie is now Hurricane Debbie, and it's drawing a bead on the Gulf Coast of Florida. National Hurricane Center's Richard Pesch.
We're expecting it to make landfall in the Big Bend area of Florida tomorrow morning, Monday morning, and we're expecting it to strengthen into a hurricane, probably some rapid strengthening occurring here tonight before the center makes landfall.
Also in Northern California, David Acuna, Battalion Chief for Communications at CAL FIRE, explains why dry lightning can be an issue for the crews fighting the Park Fire right now.
Dry lightning is a phenomenon that occurs when thunderstorms pass over, but rain does not hit the ground. With the state of our fuels, which is that we have layers and layers of dead fuel identified as grass and brush, mostly from the last 2 years of having more than usual wet winters and spring.
Also at townhall.com, Akash Kagul of Americans for Prosperity tells the Salem Radio Network Donald Trump wants to push for a tax plan that will protect the American working family.
It raised the standard deduction, it cut individual rates. There were a number of other reforms. Now, you and I will get into what's expiring, what's permanent, what can be done there. But we've heard some overtures from some Republicans that say, oh, we want to raise the corporate tax rate, we want to raise taxes on the wealthy. President Trump is not messing around with that at all. He wants another corporate tax cut.
The former president headlined a huge rally yesterday in Atlanta, along with his running mate, J.D. Vance. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is already in a multi-front war with Iran and its proxies, while the United States and allies prepare to defend Israel from an expected counterstrike and prevent an even more destructive regional conflict. Tensions have soared in the nearly 10 months of war in Gaza. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Look, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity.
Golf, bike riding,
Bird watching, long walks, ask 100 people, and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
There have been numerous controversies in the Olympics. One is the ongoing questions about the water quality of the Seine rivers for swimming in the Paris Games. Karen Chamas has more on the story.
Bacteria levels in the river fluctuate constantly and daily water samples are tested so organisers can assess the risk and decide whether swims in the long polluted Paris waterway should go forward. Most recently, organisers have cancelled multiple test swims, 2024 spokesperson Anne Descamps.
We took the decision to cancel the swim familiarisation for the mixed triathlon.
The water quality in the Seine is linked closely to the weather. Heavy rains cause wastewater and runoff to flow into the river, causing bacteria levels to rise, while the sun's ultraviolet rays can kill the bacteria, and Paris has seen several downpours during the Games so far. I'm Karen Chamas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It is a surprise stock sale that has caught a lot of people off guard. Many are shocked. Here's correspondent Julie Walker with the story.
Billionaire Warren Buffett slashed Berkshire Hathaway's massive Apple stake in a move that could prove unsettling for the broader stock market because the investor is so revered and there had been little positive financial news lately. The Apple sale is such a surprise because just 2 years ago, Buffett was calling the stock one of the four giants of his conglomerate's business alongside Berkshire Insurance, utility, and BNSF Railroad businesses that it owns outright. That gave investors the impression Buffett might hold on to Apple indefinitely, like he was with Coca-Cola and Amex shares he bought decades ago, although he has trimmed the Apple stake over the past year. I'm Julie Walker.
News, analysis, and more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all-bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Now, when radio was brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and up first, The Whistler. And then later, our weekly visit with Johnny Dollar, as we present part three of the five-part storyline, The Purling Matter. The lead of this opening dramatic episode is played by Elliot Lewis, who truly earned his nickname, Mr. Radio. Lewis was an actor, writer, producer, director, and series creator. He headed up Broadway's My Beat, Suspense, Pursuit, Crime Classics, and many others. He was Frankie Remley on Harrison Fay, the leads in Hawk Larrabee, The Casebook of Gregory Hood, and Captain Philip Carney in Voyage of the Scarlet Queen. Speaking of seafaring tales, here is The Seeing Eye, an ocean-based offering from November 12th of 1945.
Thank you.
the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
And now the Whistler's strange story. The Seeing Eye.
There was only one love in the life of Captain Martin Quist. It wasn't money. He'd long since made more than enough to retire comfortably. And it wasn't women or liquor or self-indulgence. Captain Quist was part of the sea. It had been his home and his life since the day in 1907 when he signed aboard a purse seiner out of New Bedford as an apprentice seaman. But a love as strong as that of Captain Quist for the sea can be dangerous. It can blind a man to more important things like human decency and justice. It can lead to compromise and ruin. The closing chapter in the career of Martin Quist began on a stormy night off the Florida Keys, aboard the steamer Carson City out of New Orleans, bound for Portland, Maine. The night wind, pushing up strong from the east, had reached gale strength when the cabin door burst open.
What's the matter, Grant?
What are we running here, a ship or a nursery?
Now, wait a minute.
You wait a minute.
Well, dress me properly or not at all.
All right, Captain Quist, sir.
That's better. Now, what's the matter, Mr. Grant?
The first mate's drunk again. He just ordered me off the bridge.
That's a serious charge, Mr. Grant.
I'm not making charges, Captain. This isn't a pink tea at the Mariners Club. We're in dangerous waters.
Ryder is perfectly capable.
I tell you, he's drunk. He has no right to be on that bridge. If you don't believe me, call him.
Very well, Mr. Grant.
Bridge.
Ryder?
First mate Ryder in the bridge, sir. Lights are bright, all's well.
Ryder. Grant has a watch until 8 bells.
It's all right, Quist. Got everything under control. Tell Grant to turn in.
Listen, Ryder.
Never mind, Quist. Don't worry, little head. I'm in charge here. Yep. I'm in charge.
What did he say?
Mr. Ryder's in charge. He's perfectly capable of standing the watch if he chooses.
Now, wait a minute. Let's skip the double talk. It's my watch. My name's on the log. It's my responsibility to see that this ship stays on its course for the next 3 hours.
You'd better go to your quarters, Mr. Grant.
Captain Quist, don't you care what happens to your ship?
Mr. Ryder's been sailing for 15 years.
Yeah, and every time he gets a few drinks under his belt, he thinks he's Columbus. This isn't the first time, Captain. He's done it before. I can't understand why you let him get by with it.
You're here to take orders, Grant, not to tell me how to run my ship. Now get down to your cabin.
He's got something on you, hasn't he?
Huh? What do you mean?
Nothing. There just ought to be a reason why you let Ryder get by with murder. Why he has complete command of the ship 3 days running while you sit in your cabin.
Get out of here, Grant.
There's something wrong, isn't there, Captain?
Get out of here before I throw you an iron.
All right, Captain Quist. I'm just trying to do my duty as an officer. If you want to trust your ship to a rum pot, go ahead.
Yes, Captain Quist, there is something wrong, isn't there? Ryder has plenty on you, hasn't he? Enough to make you overlook the fact that the first duty of a master is to the safety of his ship. Enough to make you afraid to face Ryder and force the issue. It worries you, doesn't it? Instead of turning in, you sit at your desk in the cabin, thinking, wishing there were a way out. Then at 6 bells, an hour before midnight, you hear a strange and terrifying sound. The roar of the surf to the starboard. It's close, Captain. Too close.
Good Lord, Ryder. Do you know what you're doing?
Go away, Chris. I'm busy.
Give me that wheel.
I'm sure of this.
You'll pile us up. You'll pile us up on the rocks. Watch your helm, man.
Get out of here.
Watch your helm.
Well, Quist, Grant was right, wasn't he? The Carson City did pile on the rocks, a total loss. 2 sailors dead, a valuable cargo gone. But there is an out, isn't there? Ryder's name doesn't appear on the log. Nobody knows he was at the wheel but you. And Charles Grant, second mate. and Ryder must be cleared if you're to continue your career. You don't care what happens, do you, Quiz? Nothing matters now except getting Ryder off. Your life on the sea is at stake. So you play ball because of the strange hold Ryder has on you. You testify that Grant was on the bridge at the critical moment, that in your opinion he's guilty of gross negligence. And the court agrees with you.
Second mate, Grant, will you rise and face the court? It is the finding of this court that on the night of May 11th, you, as the officer in charge, were guilty of criminal negligence, resulting in the wreck of the ship Carson City, with the loss of two lives and an entire cargo. You are therefore sentenced to a year and a day in the federal penitentiary, with cancellation of your credentials as an officer in the United States Merchant Marine. Do you have anything to say?
No, Your Honor. Nothing. To the court.
This court is declared adjourned.
Congratulations, Captain.
I'm sorry, Mr. Grant.
I was right, wasn't I? Ryder does have something on you.
I said I'm sorry, Mr. Grant.
Perjury doesn't come easy. There's got to be a reason. I'm sorry, too, Captain Quiz. I'm sorry for you. Because if it takes me a lifetime, I'm going to hang this wrap around your neck and watch you sink.
You're listening to The Whistler. We'll be back with more of our story right after this.
Ready for an unforgettable night of amazing music and good vibes? Then join us for an epic night at Danger Kitty's Billion Dollar Bash 2. It's all going down August 24th at the Axiom Repertory Theater, and this lineup is straight fire. We're talking about the killer sounds of Jeremy Ryan and the California Grown Band and the Pine Dogs Unleashed as openers, with Danger Kitty as the main event. Plus, you'll be feasting on some mouthwatering grub from Lakota's Catering, and the Axiom No Host Bar will be open. The whole shebang is included in your ticket price, and it's powered by Kay Shasta, Soundwave Entertainment, and KCNR Radio. Don't miss out on what is guaranteed to be a legendary night of rock and roll. Grab your tickets, rally your crew, as this promises to be a night to remember. Head on over to our website, DangerKittyMusic.com, or the Axiom Theater website for all the details and tickets. We'll see you there.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
And now let's get back to The Whistler on Win Radio 1.
Yes, Captain Quist, the end of your career on the sea began the night that the Carson City piled up and sank on a reef off the Florida coast and sent Charles Grant, your innocent second mate, to prison for criminal negligence. There was no other way, you told yourself. Ryder must be cleared at all costs. And as he said, you're indispensable to each other. During the years that follow, you make one ironclad request before each sailing. Ryder must go as first mate. Yes, Quist, the partnership works well during those 4 years. Until one day when your current vessel, the Patricia Kay, pulls at her moorings in the port of Cape Town, South Africa, anxious to be off on the return trip to New Orleans with her cargo of hemp, leather, and drugs. You're waiting on the bridge for a new officer to arrive.
Second Mate Charles Grant reporting for duty, sir.
Grant?
Surprised, Captain?
What are you doing here?
I'm shipping aboard as second mate. Any objections?
Well, yeah. See here, Grant,
what's the matter, Captain? Nervous?
Hey. I'm sorry, Grant. You won't do. I'll call the agent.
Good. He'll tell you I'm aboard the Patricia Kay on orders from the Home Office. You better have a good reason, Captain.
Your record shows...
I'm not worried about my record, Captain, and the Home Office isn't either. I'm surprised you're willing to bring up the matter of records, Captain.
See here, Mr. Grant.
Sorry, Captain.
All I have to say, Mr. Grant, is... you'd better be sure you handle your duties well. The past is gone. I'd rather not discuss it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm glad they've given you a new chance. You'll find I haven't changed.
But you have, Captain.
How's that?
I never saw you wearing dark glasses before. Perhaps that's why you didn't recognize me when I walked up just now.
Yes, of course. You'd better go to your cabin, Mr. Grant. Stow your gear.
All right, sir.
Ryder! Ryder, open up!
Yeah, what's the matter?
I don't know.
Wait a minute now. Take it easy. Look out!
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're sorry. It was a fifth of my best bourbon, you stupid stumble bum. Why don't you hang on a sign?
I didn't see it.
Of course you didn't see it. One more like that, and I'm going to hand you a white cane. Where's your sense? I told you to stay on the bridge till I came up. What'll the men think when they see you stumbling around on deck?
Listen, Ryder,
through listening. You're falling to pieces, Quiz. I'm tired of playing seeing eye for you every time you have one of these spells. If I had the brains I was born with, I'd make you retire.
I'd kill you first.
You know, I think you would. Come on. We'd better cast off. Got a half hour to clear the port. The new second mate aboard?
Yes.
Who is he?
That's why I came here. He's not a new second mate, Ryder.
Oh, who is he?
Grant.
Grant? What are you talking about?
You heard what I said?
He's been in stir. He hasn't got a license.
He's here on orders from the Home Office. Nothing I can do.
What do you mean there's nothing you can do? That guy can't sail. That's all there is to
it. I called the agent.
Call the agent. Good Lord, why didn't you have him shanghaied? I tell you, that guy's not going to sail. I'm going up there and I'm...
Now wait a minute, Ryder.
Shut up, I'm going up.
Ryder! I'm still in command of the ship. And I want you to remember that. If there were anything I could do, I'd do it. But unfortunately, there isn't. Grant's on board for the voyage, and we've got to make the best of it.
All right. I'll make the best of it. And I'll make the best of it when we get to New Orleans, too.
Oh?
Whether you like it or not, Quiz, this is your last voyage. I'm through hanging on to a guy who's fallen to pieces.
What does that mean?
Grant isn't dumb. And he isn't here for the trip. If you had the brains you were born with, you'd have seen it and brushed him off.
It wasn't possible.
I don't care whether it was possible or not. It had to be done. And if we're lucky enough to keep him guessing this trip, you're going to decide to retire when we get to New Orleans.
And if I don't?
The Home Office is going to be surprised to discover that one of their top skippers has a habit of going blind every 6 weeks.
Wigger...
And don't try to scare me with that negligence charge. You'd go up just as fast as I would, and for just as long.
Who are you?
And one other thing. You're going to recommend your bright young first mate to succeed you. How does that sound to you, Quiz? Captain Ted Ryder.
It's hard to take, isn't it, Quiz? The idea of giving up your ship, of leaving the sea forever, hardly seems real to you. In your bunk that night, after the Patricia Kay has put out into the South Atlantic, you try and think back over the past 4 years. You remember the two men who died on the Carson City, two men whose lives ought to be on your conscience, two men who'd be sailing today if you cared about anything but Martin Quist, ship's master. Perjury, bribery, the conviction of an innocent man. Nothing mattered, did it? Finally, you sleep, although the pain in your eyes tells you another attack is coming on in earnest. All you can make out the next morning as you walk down the deck to the bridge is the hazy line of the horizon and the dull blur of the ship plodding forward against a head-on swell. You arrive to find Grant there, alone.
Morning, Grant.
Hello. What happened?
Nothing. I just bumped into the chart table.
Why don't you take those dark glasses off?
Why don't you stop asking questions, Mr. Grant?
That's one way of finding out things, that's all.
Happens to be the wrong way at the moment. Hand me my log.
What?
Don't what me, Mr. Grant. Hand me my log.
Why, Captain, it's right in front of you on the table.
Huh? Yes, I didn't notice it.
Don't you feel well?
I feel quite well, thank you.
I'm glad to hear it, sir. What do you suppose that schooner is doing on our starboard bow? Never saw a ship that small in the South Atlantic.
Huh? Where?
Over there. See her?
Huh. Oh, yes.
How do you make her out?
Coastwise African trader, probably. We're only a day out.
Can't be more than 100 feet. Or would you say she was larger?
I'm not interested in whether she's 100 feet or 1,000 feet long, Mr. Grant. Turn to your wheel.
Yeah. Who are you trying to kid, Captain?
What do you mean?
You wear dark glasses day and night. You bump into the table. You can't see the log.
Who said I can't see the log? You might as well know, Mr. Grant, that if I choose to wear pink glasses and a green jacket, I'll do so. It so happens it's none of your business.
On the open sea, the captain's eyes are everybody's business.
It has nothing to do with my eyes.
It was an accident?
Of course.
That ship out there, is that an accident, too?
What are you getting at? I can see that ship perfectly well.
I apologize, Captain. I was wrong about your eyes. You have excellent vision.
Thank you.
It takes a good man to see over the horizon.
What do you mean?
That's where she must be. There isn't any ship out there. Tell me, Captain, what made you think you'd get away with it? A ship's captain without eyes.
I told you
I felt sorry for you once. I still do. That's where the partnership comes in, isn't it? Your brains and Ryder's eyes.
Now listen, Grant.
You'd do anything to keep that lousy master's license, wouldn't you? You'd stab your best friend in the back, buy and sell witnesses, perjure yourself. Yeah, you'd even kill me if you thought you'd get away with it. Why, Quist? Why didn't you have sense enough to throw in the towel before it got too big for you?
You wouldn't understand.
You bet I don't understand, and the families of those two men in the Carson City don't understand either. You're a murderer, Quiz. I suppose you know that.
Will you stop it, Grant?
That's exactly what I'm going to do. When we get to New Orleans, I'm going to stop it. For good this time. You can buy all the witnesses in the world, Quiz, but it won't do you any good. This time it's going to stick.
Yes, Ryder was right, wasn't he, Captain Quist? You should have done anything to keep Grant off the ship. But it's too late now. He knows your secret. Each day brings the Patricia Kay closer to New Orleans in the end. You decide to play for time, order the course of the ship changed, sending it north to Cape Verde, 4 days out of its way, hoping your eyes will improve. But by the time you arrive in New Orleans, your vision will be sharp and clear and defensible. But it continues to get worse until finally, 10 days out of New Orleans, you can't see at all. And then one night, out of a clear sky, something happened. The opportunity you've been waiting for. As the ship approaches the Florida Keys, not far from where the Carson City foundered, you hear a scuffle outside your cabin.
All right, now get away from there. Right?
What's going on here? Kelly, come here.
Try and pull it again, will you?
Kelly!
Okay, I'll let you off. There. Now, all right, get up, Ryder.
Mr. Grant.
This is none of your business, Quist. Get up, Ryder, or I'll pull you. Oh, wait a minute, Grant.
Kelly, grab me.
Let go of me, Kelly.
Get him,
Captain. Get him. Barnes!
Yeah?
Take care of Ryder here.
Kill him, that's what I'll do. Kill him.
Ryder, shut up.
He's okay, mate. Now take it easy.
Don't get you for this, Grant.
That's Ryder. Enough, Ryder.
Shall I put them in irons, Captain?
No, Kelly.
But, Captain...
It won't be necessary, Mr. Kelly. Take them to their cabins.
That gave you an idea, didn't it, Quiz? There's a way out after all. You feel your way back into your cabin and think. Ryder was up to his old tricks again, drunk, trying to take the wheel away from Grant. It was timed perfectly, wasn't it, Captain? Two competent witnesses present, two reliable supporters, both of whom heard Ryder swear he was going to kill Grant. The men are puzzled as to why you didn't throw them in irons, but there's a good reason. They have to be free to come and go as they please during the next night. Free to jump through the hoops you're preparing for them. You go to your cabin after dinner the next night and sit at your table thinking it through. Then at 7 o'clock, you call Grant.
Did you want to see me, Captain?
Did you?
Oh. Oh, it's you.
Yes. I've been standing here for some time.
Grant, I've been doing a lot of thinking lately. Perhaps you wondered why I didn't exercise my authority when you and Ryder had that scuffle last night.
I didn't expect Ryder to get it, if that's what you mean.
As a matter of fact, I've come to the conclusion you're right.
What do you want?
When's your trick at the wheel tonight?
I'm on at 8 bells, replacing Ryder.
I see. I've decided to clear you, Mr. Grant. I'm going to put it in writing. It's apparent I'm not much good on the sea anymore, and... at least I can try to right the wrong I've done.
What?
I know it's hard to believe. But I'm going to ask you to keep it to yourself until we arrive. Ryder mustn't know about it.
But how can you?
I can manage a typewriter quite nicely, thank you. I'm not asking for any thanks. I don't deserve anything.
I'll go that far with you.
Report here just before you go on watch. 8 bells sharp. Is that clear?
You're a little unpredictable, Quist.
I didn't ask for your opinion. I asked whether or not it was clear.
Very well, Captain. I'll be back at 8 bells.
You were afraid of that one, weren't you, Quist? But he fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. You'll be ready for him at 8 bells with Ryder conveniently alone, unseen on the bridge. You can tell he's alone. Anyone going to the bridge must pass the narrow strip of deck outside your door. Quietly, you feel around in the drawer of your chest. Ryder's Navy revolver, right where you put it this morning. Now the knife and some string. You walk carefully to the door and run your hands over the panel to get just the right spot, breast high, a little to your right, on a line with Grant's heart. As he comes in the door, you drive in the point of the knife and tie the string to the knife handle. Then you walk back to the desk, drawing the string with you. At the desk, you sit down. You pick up the gun and prop it up with the barrel running alongside the tight string. When the gun is properly lined up, you pull the string and draw the knife toward you. You put them back in the drawer. Then you release the safety catch on the gun and wait. You're ready for him now, aren't you? With the gun accurately aimed at the spot in the doorway where the bullet will count most when Grant opens that door. It seems like hours. Your hand is cramped around the gun, but you don't relax for a second. There's determination in your mind. You're doing it for the sea, and you won't give it up for anyone. Then... Well, it's over now, isn't it, Captain Quist? Your system worked. The second shot wasn't necessary. You're shaking as you get out of the chair and wipe the fingerprints off the gun, throwing it on the deck beside the body. Then you call the engine room and order Kelly to the cabin. You're ready for him when he arrives.
Good Lord, what's happened?
You were right, Kelly. I should have put them in irons. Seems that Ryder just shot Mr. Grant.
What?
Where is he?
Ryder?
Yes. Yes, throw him in the brig immediately.
But Captain, are you blind?
What do you mean?
Why, this is Ryder here, on the floor.
What? I didn't know him. All I heard was a scuffle and...
Captain Quist.
Grant!
I'm in charge now, Kelly. Put Captain Quist in irons.
Captain!
He's lying, not in
charge, you. You're even more stupid than I thought, Quist.
Take him away, Kelly.
Wait a minute. You know why Ryder came here, Quist? Because I didn't show up for my trick at the wheel. I didn't show up because I've been here, right in this room, from the time you called me in here an hour ago. It was quite a show you put on for me, Quist. I'll want the knife and string. May need them to illustrate my lecture when we get into New Orleans.
Grant, no! No!
Kelly!
I'm sorry for the poor guy.
Monday at 9 o'clock, the Whistler will bring you another strange tale. This program, produced by George W. Allen, with tonight's story by John Michael Hayes and Bud Swanton, music by Wilbur Hatch, is transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Elliot Lewis in The Seeing Eye from November 12, 1945. One of the co-authors of that Whistler production was also a busy screenwriter. John Michael Hayes helped write four Alfred Hitchcock films, Rear Window, To Catch a Thief, The Trouble with Harry, and The Man Who Knew Too Much. I'm Greg Belli. Coming up next on Wynn Radio was the third installment of the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Purling Matter. We'll be right back.
MusicRewind.com presents A Summer Place. Great instrumental hits, a fantastic 3-CD collection of 75 of the most popular instrumental songs by legendary musicians. Enjoy songs like Walk Don't Run by The Ventures, Sail Along Silvery Moon by the Billy Vaughan Orchestra, So Rare by Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, Red River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Buy this 75-song compilation now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewinds.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and you'll also receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77. Return to Paradise with Percy Faith and Honky Tonk by Bill Doggett by ordering A Summer Place. Great instrumental hits at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77 to get reduced shipping and handling. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of 75 timeless instrumental hits can be yours for the amazing low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Receive your special bonus of reduced shipping and handling by entering or mentioning coupon code SUMMER77.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
I recently attended HP Imagine, a cool event where I was able to check out HP's new line of products. And I had the opportunity to ask Vikram Batra from HP where they're headed when it comes to PCs.
The world's gone hybrid. We're working at home. We're working in the office.
We're doing stuff everywhere right now.
Coffee shops, airplanes.
One of the biggest things is technology and PCs, for example, are moving what they have, features, benefits, to adapt to these situations. You know, you're no longer sitting in an office or a cube. That whole flexibility of your devices can move with you, and your devices are now engineered to make it easier for you. So you're sitting at home and there's a dog barking in the back, but people you're on Zoom with will not be able to hear that because of just the technology in the PC.
More is at HP.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was as we resume a Johnny Dollar storyline. It's the Pearling Matter, which played out in June of 1956, and time for part three.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Your number's ringing now, Mr. Dollar.
Oh, swell.
Aimwell Agency.
Aimwell Detectives?
Yes. Who are you calling, please?
Want to talk to Mr. Aimwell. My name's Johnny Dollar.
This is Aimwell.
I understand your agency's been looking for the Pearling girl for about a year now.
Oh, you do, huh? And who told you that?
Mrs. Pearling.
I never heard of you, or her, or a girl. So long.
This is the operator. Were you cut off, Mr. Dollar? I'll call them back.
Never mind. Call me a cab, honey. I'll talk to them in person.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to Eastern Liability and Trust Company, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Pearling matter. Item 7, $3 cab fare, my hotel to the office of the Aimwell Agency. A red-headed girl at the switchboard looked me over like I was a car she didn't want to buy. I told her my name and that I wanted to see Niles Aimwell. She told me to sit down and wait. 3 minutes later, she waved me down a long, carpeted corridor. I followed directions. A typewriter clacked somewhere. Men in those suits with the little shoulders and hem-stitching for lapels moved in and out of offices. It looked more like an advertising office than a detective agency. Finally, I opened a door and stepped into a small room that was decorated in gray. Gray walls, gray carpeting, gray draperies. A desk, a brass lamp, a filing cabinet, and a man were there. He didn't get up when I walked in, but slouched back in his chair and let his bald head rest against the wall.
You're kind of determined, aren't you?
I suppose so. You're Aimwell?
Mm-hmm. On the phone, I told you I didn't know what you were talking about. Now I'll tell you again. Don't slam the door when you go out.
What are you paying rent here? If I've got it figured right, you wish you weren't paying it. But then a place like this draws a snappier crowd of clients, so what you've got in the end is more clients and more rent, no more money for yourself.
Now that you've said all that, will you get out of here?
I know one of those snappy clients happens to be the Pearlings. I know you've been trying to find their daughter. This is my ID. This is my license, bond, letter of authority from Eastern Liability. Now, 2 days ago, the papers carried a story that David Pearling was killed in a boating accident in Key West.
That was a lot of baloney. It was retracted.
I know that, but I talked to a reporter down in Key West who told me Pearling paid to have that story about himself printed. My client had an idea Pearling might have done it to set up the stock market for a killing. Mrs. Pearling told me he did it in the hope his missing daughter would see the story in the papers and contact home. Now, what have you got to say?
Here's your stuff.
One other thing. Pearling the kind of man who'd pull a trick like that?
Ask him. You got a way about you I don't like.
Well, that's too bad. But in between the time I called and the time I got here, you had time to call the Pearlings on the phone and ask about me. They said it was all right to tell me what I wanted to know. If there was a daughter, if you'd been hired to look for her, if you don't tell me, you might jeopardize the part of the rent the Pearlings pay for you.
Now, look, Dollar.
I've got something else you aren't going to like. I might just want to see your operative's report on the case. I might have the idea that if you've been looking for her this long, you might just be dragging it out a little bit. You know, the rent money, it's due every month.
Get Mr. or Mrs. Pearling on the phone right away. I hope they tell me to throw you out on your ear.
Well, while we're waiting, let's get back to the questions. Where have you looked? What have you done?
We pulled a case 11 months ago, almost to the day. The girl's 5'5", 114 pounds. No visible scars, no glasses. Black hair, brown eyes. She's 24 and will be 25 next month. We thought we had her located in Muncie, Toledo, Detroit, Fort Worth, and Pueblo. We think she's traveling alone. We think she's a little girl who was fed up to here with Mama and Daddy and just struck out for herself.
But you haven't found her.
Five men have been looking on 8-hour shifts, 7 days a week for 11 months to the day. Five men, 11 months, 7 days a week, and I'm one of the five. My feet hurt, my head aches most of the time. My wife's thinking about divorcing me. And then you walk in here and plant yourself in my office. You're suggesting maybe I can go out and find her just like that. Well, I can't. Nobody can. So I want you to know I kind of resent that remark about how I'm laying down on the job. And if you don't take it back, I'll have to cave in the side of the wall with you. What do you got to say, Dolly?
I take it back, Mr. Raywell.
Sit down and have yourself a smoke. Hello? Well, hello, Mrs. Perling. Mr. Dolly's in my office now. Yes, yes, I'll cooperate with him. Yes, Mrs. Perling, I understand. He explained it all to me. Yes, ma'am. The whole file. Everything. How would you like somebody to bring up a bottle of cold beer?
Oh, I'd like that fine, Mr. Aimwell. Niles Aimwell, in between complaining about the abundance of bad private operatives in the detective business, showed me how good he was. The Jeannie Perling file was a comprehensive day-to-day report on the investigation. His discouragement in the case was understandable. The only thing that meant something was the picture of Jeannie Perling. Coal black hair over a fresh white-skinned face. Dark eyes, a nice smile. Somehow, not my idea of the daughter that would belong to David Perling. Too old, too young, or too something. I couldn't put my finger on it. If I had been able to, I could have ended this expense account right here. As it was, I spent $100,000. Somebody else's money, sure. But I spent it just the same.
Well, Mr. Dollar, I'm certainly surprised at this development. You say Perling's daughter is missing?
That's right, Mr. Scottman. And I'm convinced that the detective agency he's had looking for her have been doing just that.
Well, then, I'm relieved to know you got to the bottom of this matter. I'm sorry, of course, for Mr. and Mrs. Perling. But, as I say, relieved that there was no attempt at financial manipulation. I think then I can call you off the case. There is no case now.
Nope, guess not.
We'll be back with more Johnny Dollar right after this short break.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturing manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunch boxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
And now back to the man with the action-packed expense account, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
And that's the way it stood at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I told Mr. Scottman I'd send him a bill, we shook hands, and he wandered off to see if he could get a night flight back to Hartford. I went up to my room to pack and was folding a shirt all wrong when it struck me that I suddenly didn't believe anything or anybody. The idea that there was money in it somewhere still kept coming back to me. I couldn't shake it. I finished packing and left my bags at the desk. I wandered out and found a bar and sat down to think. After a couple of hours, nothing much occurred to me. But I did something anyhow.
Oh, hello, Dollar.
Hi.
My plane doesn't leave until 11 o'clock. I haven't had dinner yet.
I didn't come about dinner, Mr. Scudman.
Oh, what is it?
Well, how does this case strike you?
Eh?
A phony death report, a missing girl, a stock market manipulation that didn't come off. How does it strike you?
Well, very neat, if that's a phrase I can use, Mr. Dollar. We had a question with serious implications to it. We have an answer now. That's what we wanted.
But it's too neat.
I'm not sure I know quite what you mean.
Look, you first called me in because it was halfway in your mind that Perling's alleged death was for the purpose of making money on the market. Now, why did you think that?
It was a possibility.
But what else? What about Perling?
What do you mean?
Do you know him? Ever met him? Do you think he was capable of a thing like that?
Not now. No. I have proof from you that that wasn't his reason at all.
But you thought so before you had that proof. You suspected it.
Suppose I did. Yes.
Well, I didn't know him from a load of coal, but I always figured there's money in it somewhere. And I've met David Perling. He doesn't seem like the kind of man who'd worry about a grown daughter who didn't like him and ran away. Just didn't seem that way.
Well, here now, a detective agency working on the case, a story in the paper.
But no police, Mr. Scottman, no bulletins, no 100% effort to find her. Why?
I suppose you have a good point.
I'm sure I have a good point, Mr. Scottman. Money's always a good point. But what money, how, why, I don't know. I can't answer those questions. I wish I could. If I could, I'd know that a man like Dave Perling was lying through his teeth if he told me he wanted his daughter back safe at home. I'd know why he was lying. I know I'm just talking and getting nowhere right now, but... Well, I thought I'd better tell you what was on my mind.
Yes, well, you've certainly done that. Now what?
That's up to you.
Oh. Well, if you feel so strongly about this, I think then you should continue. I thought it was ended, but in view of the circumstances, continue. By all means, continue.
Well, Dollar?
Well, you're working late.
Yeah, I'd rather stay here than go home sometimes. Most of the time.
Hey, well, we might be seeing quite a bit of each other.
How did you know?
Hmm?
Perling told me to contact you. You're pretty cute, Dollar.
Tell me why.
You hardly ever run across a picture of a girl you'd like to look at as much as this Perling dame.
Oh, I might have.
You know, you kid me most of the time, and I'm an old slob who stands around with hardly any fast answers. If you aren't kidding me this time, Pally, you show it all over.
If I walked in a place and I seen a girl as nice looking as this, and I had me business with her, I'd be the luckiest guy in the world. Now, there are women, and there are women. But if that picture means anything, boy, she's a woman. And you want to meet her, right?
Sure I want to meet her, but you're getting romantic.
And if I saw, but didn't have any business with her, just saw, I'd go take a walk around the block before I talked to anybody. Yeah, I know. And I don't blame you. You're a very lucky fella. You're going to see her. That's why Perling asked me to contact you.
Huh?
Here. Came in about an hour ago. One of our men located her.
Where?
She's in New Orleans.
He handed me the wire and I read it over. Then I looked at him, he looked at me. I didn't ask any questions, he didn't say a word. It was a wonderful make-believe world, but it really didn't exist. Too neat and too tidy. And we all know the world's full of bumps. Ever hear of Mount Everest?
Here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow? Well, once you get in on a joke, you do what they tell you. You go along with a gag. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by John Dawson, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for another exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. This is Roy Rowan speaking.
Matter from June of 1956. We'll have the fourth installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we heard an episode of The Whistler co-written by John Michael Hayes. And I mentioned that he also helped write four Alfred Hitchcock films. Well, Hayes would earn two writing Oscar nominations. The first was for Hitch's Rear Window, and the second was for a 1957 film based on a novel by Grace Metellius. A further hint, it also became a television series, which aired for five seasons in the 1960s. I'll identify it and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
He knows who you are, he knows what you did, and he's back with another collection of strange stories in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Whistler Grave Secret. For a limited time, get The Whistler Grave Secret for 50% off. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SECRET33 to pay just $19.99.
You're too late, aren't you, John?
No, you're not too late. Pay only $19.99 for The Whistler Grave Secret today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code SECRET33 to get 50% off.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a pass key, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirit Summer of Savings Sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at RadioSpirits.com and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products. That's right, 20 to 60% off every radio product. Go to RadioSpirits.com or call 855-798-5560 to take advantage of this incredible offer. Don't let the Summer of Savings sale cool off before you get 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online today. Just go to RadioSpirits.com or call 855-798-5560 to get these amazing discounts. That's RadioSpirits.com or call 855-798-5560 to start saving now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only, cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
Welcome back to Win Radio Wazzer. Before the break, we were talking about a 1957 motion picture based on a novel by Grace Metalius, which also became a hit 1960s TV series. The answer is Peyton Place. I'm Greg Bell, and we're all out of time, but take a little time and visit us at the website. WinRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.